It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. And I have got a stack of news in front of me. But, you know, some of the main stories that we were covering last week, and really especially on Thursday, Friday, and Sunday's show, was this outrageous police brutality. This Oklahoma City case on top of the Oklahoma State case. Actually, was it Oklahoma City? I'm not sure if it was Oklahoma City. It was definitely in Oklahoma. We covered the 72-year-old great-grandmother that was tased by an Austin police officer. And tonight, we're going to highlight an 80-plus-year-old grandmother having a heart attack in the passenger seat of her, I think it's her grandson's car. He gets pulled over. He's like, "Sir, my grandmother is dying." Less than a mile away from the hospital, as he writes the ticket, because his lordship doesn't want an escort, an old lady, to medical attention. You know, he's like, "Oh, you're making it up," or "I don't care. It's not my grandma." Well, she dies. That's right, folks. Pulls him over. Guy's frantic. "Oh my God, my grandmother's about to die. I need to get her to the hospital." Doesn't matter. Thug Jackboot doesn't care. Thug officer, Thug Jackboot, killing grandmothers since 2009. And they've been doing this kind of thing for a long time. They just keep getting caught now because everything's on camera. And notice that we haven't seen the dash cams of the incident in Austin where the 72-year-old woman was tasered, or the incident in Oklahoma where supposedly there was a scuffle beforehand. Give me a break. If there was a scuffle beforehand, we would have seen the video by now. He would have charged the EMT officer. None of that happened. None of it happened, folks. Some other top stories that I'm going to be covering tonight. Global warming causes 300,000 deaths a year, says former UN chief Kofi Annan. Secretary General, I'm sorry. He was the head of the UN. And the picture they use is just ridiculously comical. These people are basically wading through a flood, as if floods never happened before global warming. Come on, give me a break there. Israel to stage biggest ever war drill. You know, we keep up on the drills here, whether it's abroad or otherwise. And this one's out of CNN.com. Israel started its biggest emergency drill in the nation's history Sunday to prepare civilian soldiers and rescue crews for the possibility of war, the Defense Force said in a statement. The five-day drill, nicknamed Turning Point 3, comes amid the nation's rising tensions with Iran. So are they gearing up for more war in the Middle East? Are they gearing up for more action there? Are we going to see even a further expansion of what they want, a Eurasian Union? Well, that's a very big possibility. New York's green police nab dirty criminals. You see, now they're calling NCON officers, conservation officers that have been around since the late 1800s. Green police, and you're going to see an increase in this. They'll probably get their own little uniform, and they're going to tell you, "Oh, you had garbage out," or, "Oh, your cars emit too much gas." Remember, we had the guy who worked at Harley-Davidson call into the program saying, with this new emissions law, every Harley that's out there is going to be street illegal, and it will not be cost-effective to fit these with the new emissions standards. So what happens to Harley-Davidson? My suspicion is that they are going to allow these people to keep their bikes and drive them, but they're going to tax them more. They're going to have to pay a luxury tax or, you know, a bad person tax. Remember, they're training your children on websites like ABC's Planet Slayer that they are worse than a pig, that their carbon footprint is hurting the environment more than that of a pig, folks. And they changed it up a little. At the end, the pig would blow up into a bloody carcass. I think they censored that. Oh, they're very loving. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Hi, Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
So this story with this 80-year-old grandmother dying in the backseat of, I believe it's her son or grandson's car. It might have been her son. I saw some of the video clip. He was an older gentleman. This is 2 months old. This is from April 1st, 2009. That just shows me there are so many of these incidents that they slip through the cracks. Everybody, oh, you're leaping on this, you're leaping on that. We can barely cover it. You know, we covered, I think over a month ago now, the 17-year-old girl whose father's having a seizure after he had a brain aneurysm, having a seizure. She calls 911 before she even gets on the air with anybody. She says a bad word. It's a naughty word to say the F word. Apparently the guy hears it. She doesn't even realize she's on the phone, and he hangs up on her three separate times. Three separate times. This girl's freaking out. He doesn't even ask her what's going on. She then runs to the police station, not realizing he's the one taking her calls, and she's arrested. And eventually an ambulance gets to the house, and they have no idea what's really going on. Unbelievable. Oh, and he acted okay. All right, let's play this clip from April 1st. This is off of a local CW affiliate. Here we go.
Upturns deadly, but not because of violence. A Cordova man says his elderly mom died in the backseat of his truck while he was getting a traffic ticket.
Memphis has been talking about this one. The driver's name is Wayne Abels, and he tells Eyewitness News tonight he was driving his mother to the hospital when he was pulled over by a Shelby County Sheriff's deputy. The deputy did call for an ambulance, but Abels' mother couldn't wait that long. CW30 Eyewitness News reporter Kevin Holmes spoke with the woman's son and with Sheriff Mark Luttrell about this emotional case. Kevin, what do we know about the deputy who ticketed the driver, and has he been disciplined?
Well, Joyce, the Shelby County Sheriff's Office is not releasing the name of the deputy tonight, but we do know he's been with the department less than 3 years. As of right now, this is still an ongoing investigation, and no administrative charges have been filed against this deputy. But the main question investigators have to answer right now is, did the deputy use proper discretion? Wayne Abel says he was less than a mile away from St. Francis Hospital, which is on Germantown Parkway near Wolf Chase Galleria. That's where he was pulled over. He was pulled over because of expired tags. Abel says he asked the deputy to follow him to the hospital and write the ticket there, but the deputy declined. Now, his 83-year-old mother suffers from severe breathing problems, and Abel claims his mother died in the back of his truck. On top of that, Abel says the deputy showed no remorse.
Just by the time the ambulance got there, my mom, her head fell over, and her head was resting on her walking stick in her hand about the time the ambulance got there. And, that's the hard part. That's the image I've got to live with the rest of my life, and the sound to hear my mom go through that and gasp, and to know that she could have been to the hospital maybe, 10 minutes, maybe more than that earlier.
Situations like this require extreme good judgment, and it's very difficult to write a protocol for every judgmental type situation. So we'll take a look at it. If it's a training issue, then we'll just try to emphasize to our officers that there comes time when they've got to make some good judgment
calls.
All
right, let's pause. What do you mean? Well, what are you talking about? This is listen, you got an old woman in the back of the truck. She's dying. The guy says, please just follow me to the hospital and write me the ticket there. There's no decisions to be made. The decision is, okay, I'll put my lights on. Follow me. We'll get there quicker. You're a mile away. Even if they're doing 30 miles an hour, they're there in less than 2 minutes. Do you understand? And he's a police officer. They should have got there in less than 60 seconds. If he really has a hard-on for this guy, for, expired tags or whatever, you can give him the ticket there. Give me a break. We are going to play some clips of some wins, some W's. Everybody's saying, oh, you don't offer any solutions. You guys are horror stories. You hype up everything. Listen, out in Albany, for instance, they were trying to make it so you had to register all ammunition. Forget about your firearms, ammunition. Well, the people there said no. They went down to their assembly meeting. They said this is outrageous, and they're protesting it. They are having an effect. On top of that, We Are Change New York, Manny Badillo. We haven't had Manny, I think, as a guest on this program. He's been a guest on my previous shows, and I think he's called into this program. Hopefully we're going to get him for tomorrow night. He'll be up with Luke Radowski, the founder of We Are Change. And where do you see this clip? I mean, he puts the senator on the spot, and a senator in New York, but she agrees that there may need to be a new investigation into 9/11, kind of a softballer, but she's behind the James Zadroga bill, which is for the first responders. I feel like I got marbles in my mouth or something tonight. I'm like, I don't know, lisping, and I'm off tonight. First 15 minutes, bad Burmese. None of that. All right, let's take some callers, and then we're going to play that clip, another one, and then we're actually going to play a clip. Even though the Wisconsin courts have said it's okay for police to, GPS your car without a warrant, without probable cause, track and trace you, the New York court said, no, you can't do that. You need a warrant. You need a warrant. Of course you need a warrant. Otherwise you're stalking. But I'm glad to see that New York upheld that decision, at least at a local level. All right, let's go to Matt in California. Matt, you're on the air.
How you doing, Jason?
Good.
So there's the article. It's titled Spy Chips Guiding CIA Drone Strikes.
Oh.
So what they're doing is they're paying, the U.S. military is paying guys, or just people off the street in Afghanistan. One guy was given $122 to just drop chips in suspected militant homes. And it says here, you quote, the money was good, so I started throwing the chips all over. I knew people were dying because of what I was doing, but I needed the money. So these guys are just paying, our military is paying, you know, would-be, maybe suspected militants to find other militants with chips, getting paid and throwing the chips all over town.
Where, what's this out of? What news agency is reporting this?
It's Wired. It was, wow. I look at, Huffington Post just to see what's going on with that craziness, and I saw that, and I was actually surprised.
Now that's a top story. We need to get that out to Kurt Nemo and Paul Joseph Watson so they can do a story on that. Well, that just shows, you know, why we're, listen, they have to have a reason to be in the Middle East. There have to be insurgents. Remember, now there's a big Taliban and Al-Qaeda resurgence into Afghanistan. They just said they're going to send 17,000 more troops there. So they have to use the weapons that they're making billions and billions of dollars for. What better way to have a proxy device? In other words, the CIA says there's militants everywhere. So they find some low-level, you know, dirtbag that's willing to take these chips and just throw them everywhere and say there's militants everywhere. And that's the CIA's intelligence. See, there's so many militants, this guy can't keep enough chips. Meanwhile, he's throwing them into the homes of families, women, children, people that work probably 2 to 3 times as hard as anybody in this country, at least, you know, physical labor-wise. And that's okay, because they're brown, you know, and they're making us a lot of money, and it's all for a Eurasian Union. So no big deal. This is a disgusting display of what this government, and really, just our morality as a people, are capable of. This story should be headlined all across the media. This is out of today, huh? Well, if they don't pick it up tomorrow, if it's not on MSNBC all over the place, if it's not on CNN, if it's not on Fox News, it is a disgrace. And it won't be. We'll be lucky if we get a handful of reporters to even talk about it. Lou Dobbs will probably discuss it. I hope he does so at length. Great caller. Thank you so much, Kevin. Or Matt, I'm sorry. Let's go to Josh in California. Josh, you're online.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm all right.
Before I make my remarks, I'd like to make a preface. I don't always agree with everything you and Alex say, but I do agree with a lot of it. Mm-hmm. And I think you guys are doing the right thing. And I'm glad that I was sitting in front of the computer and heard this thing about this deputy. I'm a former MP, military police. Mm-hmm. Okay, when I was trained to do traffic stops, I was told that when you pull somebody over, you identify yourself. So if it's you, you're the MP, you would say, I'm Sergeant Burmis with such and such a post military police. The reason why I stopped you is because you were doing whatever. Is there a reason why you're doing this? Now, if there's a medical emergency, you provide an escort. You ask if there's a reason why, because people will get scared and they'll sit there and they'll flip out, and somebody next to them could be having a baby, dying, or have some other sort of medical problem, and they won't say anything a lot of the time because they're intimidated, and you should make them comfortable so that they can say, look, yes, I'm having a medical problem, I need an escort. You're there to provide that service, and this guy is a disgrace, and I don't know who that guy was who was saying that this is a training. That was nonsense. Mm-hmm. I mean, I completely...
No, that was. It was his supervisor, basically, saying that, no, the deputy had a lot of things to think about, and we just don't have protocol for this, and, you know, we'll look into it, but really, you know... This is a split-second decision. Meanwhile, it's a dying woman in the back. I don't know if you have PrisonPlanet.tv, but if you saw the person that was driving, he's anything but intimidating. Quite frankly, he's an overweight, 50-plus-year-old male who looked desperate just in the interview. I mean, it's just disgusting, the mentality of some of these police. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're right. And the only split-second decisions you have to make as an officer are presentation of deadly force and use of deadly force. Everything else, you pretty much have some time to react. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to make a split-second decision on making a ticket. That is utter nonsense. And that supervisor should be fired as well. I mean, both of them are disgraceful. If either of those people worked with me, whether I was under them or over them, I would spend a better part. In fact, that's why I'm not an MP anymore. I met a few bad people, and I made their lives a little bit more miserable than I think they would have liked, and I ended up deciding that wasn't for me.
But then let's talk about that, sir. I mean, you know, some people like the power. They gravitate to it, and then they get away with something, and they go a little more, and they get away with that, and they do a little bit more, and then they get a thirst for power and authority, and they literally, I mean, their egos get out of control, and you give people like that power. That's why we have torture. That's why we have rape. That's why these abuses continue. That's why, you know, we have cops attacking EMTs. I mean, people's egos can get out of control when they are given just that little taste of power. Wouldn't you agree?
Unfortunately, there are some people that are like that. And when I first went in, I had a good sergeant who pulled me aside and explained this to me. Mm-hmm. And he said, look, you know, when you first hold up your arm and a car stops, you're going to get a sense of power. And it's up to you to have the integrity to continue to do your job. You're of the troops and for the troops. You're
well, I wish more people had integrity like you, sir, and were really peace officers. And, you know, they were there to serve and protect like they should be. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
Yeah.
We are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We're going to shoot through some more of your calls. 866-582-9933. And in the next segment, I'm going to play this We Are Change New York clip where Manny Badillo talks to the current senator of New York, the replacement for Hillary Clinton, where she says that she would be for a 9/11 investigation. Manny does tell her that, you know, he is a family member. His uncle who died in the World Trade Center was really the mentor and pillar of his family. Really touching stuff. I've spent some time with Manny. He's a really good guy, and I just love the fact that he keeps fighting on despite all obstacles. Like I said, he's hopefully going to be on the program with Luke Radowski tomorrow night. And then I want to play this clip again to show we do have power. If we stand up and say no enough, they stop. They pull back. You know, they take a little bit more time. I know they keep incrementally pushing forward, but each time they push, we have to push twice as hard back. And then when they are saying you have to register your ammunition, it's time to push back. All right, let's go to Connor in New Jersey. Connor, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason.
How you doing?
I want to get my story straight on the drills that are going to be happening from July.
Are you talking about the NLE Exercise 09?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, are the public not going to be allowed in the area, or?
Well, they'll probably hire actors to play the parts of, you know, dissidents or terrorists or, you know, angry quarantine people. But on top of that, the public are going to have to be involved because this is FEMA Region 6. We're talking about, I think it's 5 or 6 full states that are going to be running these drills. And with the amount of people that are running them, for instance, and plus the private sector is going to be involved. All local government is going to be involved. So really at some level, your county commissioner, your city councilman, your mayor, your sheriff, they're going to have to be involved in some way, shape, or form. Now, does this mean they're going to do checkpoints? I don't know. I don't know exactly how this whole drill is going down other than the fact that it is a mass spying drill that is using DHS and FEMA. And again, this is a first timer. This is to prevent a terrorist attack after a terrorist attack happens overseas. This is an international exercise, with Australia, the United Kingdom, Canada, and Mexico taking part, as well as the private sector. So you gotta wonder, are they gonna bring in Blackwater, or are they just gonna use telecommunications from the local, you know, AT&T? I suspect they're gonna do a lot of this stuff, and they're gonna probably have plainclothes security officers. So I don't know how they are going to restrict public access to a drill this large. However, I think there will be restricted access in some of the more hardcore areas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anything else, Connor?
One thing that's a little off topic. Mm-hmm. I've been hearing different stories on swine flu. They're downplaying it or they're hyping it up.
Man. Listen, it ain't downplaying it. All those people that are saying they're downplaying the swine flu, they have no evidence. They have their own agenda. I'm sorry. They're always looking for the next big thing. They're hyping things up. They're trying to make it all about them. They have the inside information. What I've done and what Alex has done from the very beginning is take the mainstream news sources, you know, just what's around us, how many people are actually sick. Remember, Texas is supposed to be one of the leading states with the swine flu. I haven't seen one person with a paper mask on. And, you know, if you look at all the propaganda out there, the people that are dying already have pre-existing conditions. The real fear of the swine flu is that they're going to forcefully inoculate us because of it, or declare a level 6 worldwide if, you know, during flu season they're able to trick people into thinking it's back and it's hardcore, and we need this pandemic level 6. Then start getting worried, because then mandatory vaccinations happen, mandatory offsite drugs, they can quarantine you. And I'm just reading their own government documents. I hope it doesn't come to that. I hope it doesn't come to the fact that they try to say that you need to take this 3-spot shot, and we've played that off the Today Show. So anybody who's telling you, oh, this is going to mutate, this is the end of the world, this is the plague, well, if I'm wrong, may lightning hit me in a month, man. I'm sorry. I don't see that happening. I think it's Johnny nonsense. I think you have to be very wary of people that will jump on that bandwagon. This is the most deadly virus we've ever seen. No, it's not. Again, they did this in the 70s to see how many people they could inoculate. And then they really released, the CIA released its sister virus, African swine virus, in Cuba. So, you know, this has op spelled all over it. You know, one of the leading guys said, you know, it would be explained very easily if it came out of a lab. But remember, if it came out of a lab, it was accidental. They never do it on purpose because they love us. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, my little bloggy bloggins, theinfowarrior.com.
listening to GCN. The Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
And I can't help but wonder, no Willie McBride, do all those who lie here know why they die? Did you really believe them when they told you the cause? Did you really believe that this war would end wars? Well, the suffering, the sorrow, the glory, the shame, the killing.
We are back in this June 1st, 2009 edition of the Info Warrior. I'm going to take one call, then we're going to go to this clip, then we're going to take calls after that. And remember, we're going to get into how we can make a difference. And these two clips that are coming up, the We Are Change one being first, are examples of what you can do. You know, you can go to a media event. You can ask a question of somebody of authority, their lordship. I'm not saying you're going to get an honest answer or an answer you like, but put it on the record. Remember, our greatest weapon in this info war is the camcorder. It's an amazing device. So let me go to Cody in Oklahoma. You're on.
Hey, yeah. Jason, I was wondering if you had heard about Mr. Authorita fighter himself, Glenn Beck, having a little comedy tour.
I know that he has like a one-man show where he sits there and tells everybody how great he is and how lucky he is and how he loves them all, and without them it is impossible. Oh, yeah. He's a performer, man.
Yeah, it's quite amusing. But anyway, I go to the University of Oklahoma, and during the whole, or it was, I guess, because now we're out for the summer, but during school, I guess it would have been April or May, they sent around the email saying, you know, don't worry about the swine flu. because we'll, you know, we'll keep it under wraps. But during graduation, they said, well, because, you know, people
no
might
handshakes,
be
right?
Infected, yeah, they wouldn't shake hands.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, it's all about the fear, man. They have to make people scared. And I think they got a real kick to the nuts, if you will, when after this whole hype had really kind of started to subside, they did a poll. You know, how many of you are going to take this swine flu vaccine? And the headline said less than 30% will take swine flu vaccine. You read the article, it's 18%. It's less than 20%. You see how the media, it's less than 30% too, but you just upped it by quite a bit. You know, it's like, come on, you can't see through those lies, but most people don't even read down the article. You know, that 30% is like one in three are going to be okay. And then, you know, out of the Mayo Clinic, last week, this was out of Minnesota in the Mayo Clinic, they did a study where it showed that you were three times more likely to get the flu if you took the flu vaccine.
Yeah.
So why the hell would I take a vaccine that is three times as likely to get me sick? I mean, is that jackassery at its highest level? I don't know. Cody?
All right, head. Come on now.
You know what it is? It really is that high fructose corn syrup with the mercury, man. It must be just dumbing us down to another level. I mean, I guess I was kind of passive at the point that I realized that they were cutting, you know, the high fructose death syrup with mercury. I was just like, yeah, that sounds about right. But when you really think about it, yeah, let's cut poison with heavy metals and make it more poisonous. It's unbelievable. I thank you for the call. All right, let's jump to this clip. We are Change New York, always out there, always doing good work, fighting the good fight. Hit it.
Hey, everyone, Manny Badillo going to ask our Senator Gillibrand what she thinks about 9/11 Truth.
Nice to meet you.
And so happy.
So where are you from?
We're from GCN.
Okay.
And we'd like to just ask you, before you were speaking of, speaking up about those who don't have a voice, we have a very urgent situation right now in New York City. Before there was a question asked about Afghanistan, about 7.5 years being there. Close to 8 years ago, I lost my loved one in the World Trade Center.
Oh, God bless you.
Thomas Joseph Skroy, the mentor of our family, okay? 70% of family members' questions were never answered during the commission hearings. Just recently, Vice President Biden was handed a paper, a study that was done, that proves that there were explosives found in the debris of the World Trade Center. I'm asking you how you feel, given the fact that family members, first responders, scientists, and even your colleagues feel that there should be a new and open investigation into what happened in New York City on 9/11. Do you support a new investigation into what happened?
Well, based on what you've just told me and that 70% of the family's questions weren't answered, I think those questions should be answered. So if that means another review or a fuller hearing or more opportunities to the families, I will support that because I do think it's important that every family member has every question answered.
Would your office accept the study and to be able to take a look at it and review?
I will certainly look at the study and review it. Absolutely.
Excellent. And also there's the James Hadroga bill that's on the Senate floor right now. It's supporting the tens of thousands of sick and dying hero first responders that went in to rescue my uncle.
I'm carrying that bill, and I'm carrying it from Senator Clinton, Secretary Clinton, and I'm working with Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney on the House side to actually pass a 9/11 health bill. It's really important that first responders have the health care they need.
One more question. We have a petition that's taking place right in New York City to get on the November ballot, the ability for New York City voters to decide whether or not to have that 9/11 investigation with subpoena power privately funded. Do you support the efforts of over 40,000 so far New York City residents in having the question whether or not to have a 9/11 investigation in New York City on the November ballot?
I would very much like to look at that issue because that sounds like something that the voters really should be part of the discussion. So
will you
give me that information
absolutely.
So I can review it?
Yes, absolutely,
thank
ma'am.
You, sir.
Just spoke with Senator Gillibrand.
All right, let's pull the clip.
Everyone.
You know, what a great job by Manny Badillo and Luke Radowski, of course, and of course the sniveling little handler there. Okay, that's it. You could see that, like, he's looking, but he realizes it on camera, and then he looks again. Hopefully we're going to, you know, hold our feet to the fire. If somebody does go to one of these events where they are able to ask her a question or approach her, do so with a camera. Say, hey, I saw you on YouTube. I'm really glad that you're going to take a look at this latest Stephen Jones paper. I'm very glad that you are supporting the James Zadroga bill. I'm also very glad that you're open to 9/11 truth. Here's a copy of Fabled Enemies. Here's a copy of Loose Change Final Cut. Why don't you just take a look at the evidence presented in this and see for yourself if you don't think that a new investigation is warranted. Unfortunately, she really is handled by Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who appointed her. So, you know, it's a double-edged sword. You don't want to keep giving up, but you don't want to be naive enough to think that she's just going to jump on the bandwagon after one conversation. And that's why we have to continue to ask her about these issues. We're going to go in-depth with that tomorrow with Luke Radowski and, of course, Manny Badillo. Again, you want to start your own chapter of We Are Change? You want to join a chapter of We Are Change? Go email dan@wearechange.org right now. Tell him Jason Vermes, the Info Warrior, sent you. And he will hook you up, I promise. These are the most active cats in the movement, in my humble opinion, and I love them very much. All right, let's go to Michael in Illinois. Michael, you're on the air.
Hi, Jason.
Hello.
Hi, I just yeah, hello.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just had an idea for a T-shirt.
Okay.
It was let's say the Obama "We Are Change" on the front.
Mm-hmm.
And then, not "We Are Change," but "Yes, we can" on the front, and mm-hmm. then on the back. Say no to the end of New World Order.
That's not a bad idea. I mean, we have the worst president ever with Bush on the front shirt, and then on the back until now, and it's Barack Obama. Not a bad idea. Personally, I like the "Yes, we can, no, we didn't" logo. I mean, and once you say to people, you know, he said, "Yes, we can get out of Iraq." No, we didn't. You know, he said, "Yes, we can close Guantanamo." No, we didn't. You know, I mean, there's just so many things this guy has said we were going to do that we haven't done and aren't going to do because that's not on the agenda. It's disgusting. I thank you for the call, Michael. Let's go to Maria in California. Maria, you're on the air.
To bring your attention to the articles I saw today. One of them was the journalist was Glenn Somerville, and it's about Chinese students who laughed at Timothy Geithner when he said that the U.S. Treasury bonds were safe investments.
When was this? When did this happen?
Today. It came out today.
Oh, it came out today, and this was while Geithner was over there with Japan. He spoke in front of a school of Chinese students, and he said that the dollar was sound, and they laughed at him?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. What else you got for me?
Yeah, and then another one was today when Obama came out to announce the bailout for GM. Mm-hmm. I was noticing his labor secretary in the back. You should see the video because it's very... just listen to his words, but look at her face as he's talking about how the generation is going to have to sacrifice enough for the next generation to be able to prosper.
This is all about us taking a carbon tax, taking a lower standard of living, getting used to living in a second world. I mean, that's the agenda. I thank you for the call, Maria. That's why he's been talking about sacrifice since he's gotten in. Yes, we can make you live in a smaller house. Yes, we can get you to accept a mobile health van. Yes, we can abuse you as police officers. Yes, we can RFID chip everybody in the whole wide world. In fact, I want to bring that up. One of the little news things I gave you guys is the new passport. Oh, I'm sorry. It's not the new passport. It's basically this program where if you're willing to give up all your biometric data, you get a new card. It's an interactive website. It's called flycare.com or flycare.net, guys. And I want it up on the screen for prisonplanet.tv because you're going to have to hit buttons while I talk about it. The very first thing that shows you the card, and it's so loving and it's so great. So what's it going to do? Well, you'll be able to, where is it, guy? Clear register. See this right here? Clear register. It's over by fourth one over, other side. Boom. There it is. Okay, put it up on the screen so I can read it while we do this. It says, don't waste time in airport security. Ever notice the trip through airport security can take more time than the flight altar itself? At least it feels that way. The truth is, navigating the seemingly endless airport security line can cause unnecessary delays and undue stress. So how does it work? Hit the button. See the little button over there, guys? It's really a hip and fun site. It says, how does it work? Oh, there you go. Show your clear card, fly through airport security. See, everybody's standing there, but he's running right through. Look at me! All right, go to the next thing, where it works. We've got over 20 airports nationwide. Yeah, get in the game. Take your slave card. You won't have to stop. All right, go to the last thing, how to apply. See, everybody's not going to be able to get this, but once you apply, that last button right there, once you apply, you're on Easy Street. Hands back, oh yeah, you're in. What they don't tell you is once you give up your biometric data, they keep it whether they give you the card or not. And really, why don't I want somebody with my biometric information? Well, it'd be awfully easy to frame me for a crime I didn't commit if you had my fingerprints and you could put them at the scene of a crime. And it would be awfully easy to frame me for a crime I didn't commit if you had my DNA and you put it at the crime scene, wouldn't it? Oh, but they don't frame people, Jason. The cops have never been corrupt. Not in this country, not in other countries. Police have always loved us and treated us so well. All right, let's go to Kurt in Colorado. Kurt, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Jason, how you doing, man?
All right.
Hey, two things real quick. The first one, I called you last week about the Eddie Falco billboards all over Denver with the huge syringe in your face.
Okay, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, she's you know what? I actually saw that today on YouTube. They're offering, if you go to YouTube.com. She's,
right, that's what I was just going to say.
Yeah, she's the, it's exactly true. She's, you can watch the free video and she's just sitting there with the needle in her hand. I didn't even notice that. I didn't pick up that selfie. It's called, Nurse something? Nurse something or other?
Nurse Jackie.
Nurse Jackie. That's right. And it is being promoted pretty heavily, huh?
Yeah, I was going to encourage every one of your callers. I don't know how you would go about organizing this, but every one of your listeners, if there's anybody else in America, in their town, who sees these things, I'd like to know about it.
Mm-hmm.
This has got to be huge. I mean, Denver can't be the only place we're doing this.
No, if it's on the front page of YouTube today and they're offering the first episode for free, there's obviously a huge campaign behind this show, possibly trying to desensitize us to the fact that
mm-hmm.
they want to inject us all with delicious vaccines that are there to love us.
Oh, yummy.
You know what? I still have not played this Ambien CR clip that I keep wanting to find. We played one that was not the clip I wanted. But I keep seeing this every night I go home, this Ambien CR clip, where it's literally 40 seconds of side effects and 20 seconds of commercial, and they're still trying to promote this thing as a positive. I mean, it literally says suicidal tendencies. Don't drink with it, or otherwise you're definitely going to die. I mean, you can't do anything on this.
How do they get through the FDA like this? Well,
because the FDA wants to ban Cheerios, my friend.
Exactly.
And okay, people
here's
think
my other thing.
Yeah, what do you got?
And this one, I think this is really important. And I heard Alex talk about this on his show today.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he would like to hire someone just to document all the times that you guys make these predictions, like 9/11. I called you last week and asked you, where can I go to see mm-hmm. his 9/11 prediction or mm-hmm. the GM declaring bankruptcy or the price of oil? I think that's a really great idea. And I'll tell you what, I'm a lecturer. I could mm-hmm. sure use that, because as I was watching him in that clip, I could see he had all these news articles in front of him, and that's what I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
I know you guys have those archived, too. And I think it'd be a really great idea if you could go point by point. Look, here's all the news articles. Here is exactly how we knew
mm-hmm.
that it was going to happen, when, where, whatever, and just put it up there like that, and just have someone...
We definitely need more staff to do it. I'm not going to lie. I mean, we are pretty darn small for as big as we are. Although, I am posting more video clips of behind-the-scenes stuff over at youtube.com/JasonJustice911 mm-hmm. because I want to get people more involved. I want people to see, we're not a huge operation. It's basically me and two board op guys at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And even when Alex is here, there's like three board op guys. And, Alex is a lot more high energy than I am, my friend. Kurt, I thank you for the call. God bless. On the other side, I'm going to play at least a portion of the clip of, again, people standing up for their rights, saying, no, you're not going to tag and trace my ammunition. You're not going to make me register so you know how much ammo I have. It's bad enough they have to know how many guns you have, and they're trying to make all these guns illegal. Oh, we're not allowed to have automatic weapons. The police are. That's okay. It's okay if Sonia Sotomayor writes a book called America's Deadly Obsession, Their Gun Culture. And she says, well, the Second Amendment, and Dobbs kind of covered this today, but he didn't cover the book. He went over that she probably was not pro-gun, but they talked about these two cases that were really almost irrelevant. And she says in it, the Second Amendment actually makes guns illegal for the majority of citizens, and only those in the military can have these weapons. And when it says the opposite, remember, you're supposed to be able to be secure in your persons and property in the Fourth Amendment. And the Second Amendment is really there to protect us from tyrannical governments. Remember back in the day, founding fathers had the same weapons as the British? They were a lot more on par. Today we don't have spy chips and drones. Like, I can't go get myself a drone with a bunch of missiles on it, like the CIA does. hand it to somebody, have them throw the chip somewhere, and then I can just detonate that. I can't do that. The military can and are doing it. That's out of Wired. I'm still kind of like jaw on the floor about that one. Yeah, we're paying somebody $122. We gave him this big handful of chips and told him to go get the militants. But when he realized he got more money for just throwing the chips anywhere, he just started throwing them in families' homes. It doesn't matter if he's killing women and children. He needs the scratch. He needs the cash. And, you know, I don't even know if that guy's the true demon. It's obviously the CIA that's the true demon that would allot him that opportunity without anybody following him, without anybody checking the validity of who he's putting these chips on. I mean, you're literally paying somebody to be a merchant of death, an angel of death and despair and destruction. And he's doing it to random anonymous people. Disgusting. And that's why we're in Iraq and Afghanistan. Those are who the insurgents are. We're bombing children randomly based on thugs putting chips into their home. The number is 866-582-9933. Back after this, it's the Info Warrior.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
All right, folks, we're going to cue this clip up quick, play a piece of it. This is out of Albany, New York. Call lines 866-582-9933. 9933. And again, this is what you can do if you decide, yes, I have the will to go outside of my home. I have the will to stand up for myself. I have the will to say no to bigger government, more restrictions, less privacy, more tyranny. Hit it.
Some people up in arms, literally, Ken Juby is at the Albany County Courthouse where the community is weighing in on whether gun shops should be required to keep track of ammunition sales. Good evening, Ken.
Hi, Kate. Well, it was a long and rather lengthy Albany County legislature meeting as countless people stepped up to complain about a bill they say infringes upon their Second Amendment rights. One by one, opponents of a proposed law to log the purchase of handgun and rifle ammo in Albany County took shots at its supporters, saying it violates their privacy, sets a precedent for future regulation, and won't do much to improve safety.
Well, if you pass this law, you affected me. You didn't affect the criminal. The criminal's not going to stick around and give you the casing for the ammunition. And if he wants ammunition, he's going to steal it out of my car if I'm out hunting.
The law would require handgun owners to show their permits, long gun owners their licenses, before they're able to buy bullets. Then their guns would be cross-referenced with the type and amount of ammo they buy. That purchase would then be logged and kept for 10 years. Supporter Phil Steck says it's designed to improve enforcement of already existing ammo sale laws.
Would we rather have police out there following people around, or would we rather simply have a record kept to make sure that the law is being complied with?
Pause it right there. Like the guy said, the criminals aren't going to register their ammunition, jackass. What are you talking about? Of course this is for civilians. Of course this is for the populace. This has nothing to do with police officers being safe. Come on. All right. Go back to it.
Minority at the meeting, there are supporters who agree with Steck.
If you're a licensed gun owner, you go to the guy, the munition salesman, you buy it, you show that you're proof, and you got your ammunition, and you're out of the store. What's the big deal?
The whole point may become moot anyway. Legislator Gary Domalowicz says the legislation doesn't have a shot of passing.
All this bill will do is just force law-abiding citizens to go over to Rensselaer County or Saratoga County to buy their ammunition. And in these hard economic times, Albany County will lose out of the sales tax revenue, and it would be no benefit at all.
And it looks like other legislators feel the same way. One actually said this bill was DOA, or dead on arrival. We'll find out how they vote next month.
All right, let's cut the clip there. Folks, he's exactly right. You know, for instance, people are just going to go outside of the county and buy ammunition. And remember, Albany County's right next to Schenectady, where we had the guy say, oh, maybe we'll declare martial law here. Maybe we'll just disband the police force. We love the military. They're so corrupt here, we might as well just do it. Give me a break. Let's go to Daniel in Florida. Daniel, you're online. Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes. Yes, Daniel.
Samuel?
No, oh, Daniel. Okay. You're on the air, man. Yeah.
Actually, it's really Samuel.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got Daniel in front of me, brother. What's up?
Okay, I called in last week about the thumb scanning my food. Do you remember that?
Yeah, thumb scan for your food. That's the way of the world, I guess.
Yeah, and now I wanted to talk to you about the gun bounties in my St. Petersburg, the police department. They have.
All right, we'll talk about that on the other side. Yeah, they have these programs all over the place. We reported on it, I think a couple weeks ago, where they had a massive one out at Los Angeles County. Remember, guns for groceries, turn them in. We'll all be safe. Register your ammunition today. It's the Info Warrior back after this.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Midnight Central, five nights a week. I am Jason Burmis. This is the Info Warrior. We're talking to Samuel in Florida, a young student out there, reported on, you know, we've been talking about this for years, but you got a thumb scan to get your lunch, all getting you prepared for this cashless society control grid. And now they're offering guns for groceries or something like that in your area?
Yes. I wanted to talk to you about it. It's saying, like, gun rewards, and it says, must call in Crime Stoppers at 1-800. And you don't have to give your name. It says a $105,000 reward for every gun you turn in or report in to the police.
So it's a $105,000 reward for each gun that you report in?
Yeah, and you get extra money in for assault rifles.
Oh, very lucrative business. And really what this, it's a cop trick, by the way. What they're doing is they're looking for lower level criminals to turn in other people so that they can, you know, clean up the streets, get more people in their privatized prisons, and then on top of that, start investigations on the people that actually narc them out. They say it's anonymous, but it never really is. You have to call from a certain location, or sometimes there'll be a police informant, and they really, you know, they get off on it. They like the fact that they're making money on other people. It's just like this guy who is in Afghanistan, and, you know, he's a bad militant, and the CIA says, here's a bunch of spy chips, throw them in militants' homes, and we're going to shoot them down. He just throws them anywhere. You know, he doesn't care. He's about the money. And these criminals are about the money, too, and they know that. And on top of that, they like the tattletale society. They want more people to snitch on each other. They want to bring in their quote-unquote green police. And by the way, this control grid is everywhere. I thank you for the call, Samuel. For instance, Saudi Arabia, religious police want cameras to monitor youth. See, they want the cameras, too, but they're, I guess it's a different... It's a different means to the same end. You know, they want to enslave the population, but to their value system. Remember, Saudi Arabia are the ones that came out with the killer chip. They couldn't patent it in Germany, but they tried. Just type it in, killer chip. We reported on it 2 weeks ago. It's a chip that you inject into a person. It has a small amount of cyanide, and it has a GPS device, and it can be remotely controlled to explode and kill the person. They want that there, too. What don't you understand? They want cameras there, too. They want a death chip in you. A death chip. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, who's to say the death chip doesn't just break without the GPS frequency? Or you don't, you know, fall down and it busts in your skin? Or you don't have some kind of a reaction? Or the chip is not designed to even work for that long? God knows. Let's go to Charles in Florida. Charles, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Jason, I wanted to ask you a question on what causes homelessness for veterans.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of issues there. What causes homelessness for veterans? I mean, on top of the fact that the government usually doesn't own up to their end of the bargain, you know, the amount of money that they're supposed to be getting for that, and they don't want to give them the VA benefits they're supposed to have. Sometimes they have PTSD, and that's legitimate. I mean, there's so many, you know, traumatic experiences out there. It does affect some of these people mentally. And then on top of that, a lot of them are affected physically, for instance. You know, some of them lose a leg, they lose an arm. They, you know, have chronic illnesses such as headaches, or they can barely walk. I mean, look at Gulf War syndrome after all that depleted uranium there. I mean, they're literally poisoned in a lot of cases. What else do you think contributes to that?
Well, do you think that, like, post-traumatic stress disorder would lead to a drug and chemical dependency?
Well, obviously, because once they diagnose you with that, they're already hooking you on all sorts of drugs, you know. I mean, I get these people all the time. Let's say I'm depressed and I want to be on this drug or I'm on that drug. And, you know, it's an accepted culture. So, yes, PTSD has a lot to do with it. But in the meantime, they want to diagnose more and more of these veterans with PTSD, even if they don't have it, so that they can later restrict their gun access, put them on a potential terrorist list, and really demonize them, not allow them to come back and fight against tyranny as they were trained to do. So is PTSD one of those things that does contribute? Sure it is, but they diagnose it now more than ever, and they want to use it as an excuse to grab your guns. I thank you for the call. We're going to go to John, an anti-federalist. It's the Info Warrior back after this.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Call 877-394-6657. GetSeeds.net. If you can't grow your own seeds, you're in trouble.
We may be headed for another Great Depression this summer of 2009. You need to grow your own food or you're in trouble. I sell non-GMO, heirloom, chemical-free seeds, and mine is the best deal around. You get 100 vegetable seed packets for the incredible price of $49. That's only 49 cents for each packet. Start your garden now. GetSeeds.net.
Call 877-394-6657.
I like the tech news. I want to touch on this one. Sperm-like nano propeller is smallest swimmer ever. Remote-controlled, let me repeat that, remote-controlled nano devices that look like sperm but mimic the corkscrew motion of flagella may one day deliver drugs to where they are needed in the body. See, this nanotechnology, these small machines, I mean, they are the equivalent of viruses. They're that small. Do you understand? We're at that molecular level where machines are really life forms at this point. Okay, that's why we have glowing monkeys who are, you know, producing glowing babies. We have, you know, glowing dogs. We have all sorts of other chimeras. We have HIV in corn, Monsanto style. And now we have sperm-like nanopropellers that are remote controlled. We have edible RFID tags. Reported on that last week. I mean, we are truly living in a mind-blowing era. And, you know, I would say 99.999999% of the population, including myself, cannot really grasp or understand what these implications are or how this thing works at all, at all. Flagella are the structures some bacteria use to swim through water. Because water is syrupy at small scales, ordinary swimming motions don't work well. Picture trying to swim in a pool of asphalt on a hot summer's day, says Peter Fisher of the Rowland Institute at Harvard University. Instead, flagella use a corkscrew motion to drive bacteria through the water. The motion of flagella inspired Fisher and his colleague Ambrish Ghosh to create their nano propellers made of glass. Each one has a spherical head 200 to 300 nanometers across and a corkscrew shaped tail 1 to 2 micrometers long, less than 1/10 of the length of a human sperm. I mean, you think you could get smaller than an actual one shot of a sperm? I mean, that's tiny, folks. I mean, that's microscopic level, and they are 1/10 of the size, less than 1/10. Mind blowing. Absolutely incredible. John in Canada, you're on the air. Yes, John.
Hey, how's it going, Jason?
All right.
I got to thank you. I've called in, like, several times to your show, but I got to thank you for introducing me to the Dropkick Murphys.
Hey, all right. It's a killer band, huh?
It rocks. I love it.
Good to hear. What else you got for me, John?
Well, you were talking earlier. I've talked to you earlier on gun control issues, and this whole thing regarding what you guys are going down there about having to record how much ammo you buy and when you buy it and everything. You have to fight that.
Yeah, I agree.
Everybody who's listening right now has to fight that as much as they can.
A 10-year period, too. This isn't just like some mom-and-pop operation. They literally want to make, first of all, they want to make sure that the guns you're going to be using are legal and that you're a legal gun owner. And then on top of that, they want to register how much ammunition you actually buy for those weapons. And then they want to log that for 10-plus years.
Okay. Well, Jason, I'm going to tell you how it goes on in Canada right now.
Okay.
Most people go to their cheapest source for ammunition, right? They go to, like, Malmart, or they go to Crappy Tire, Canadian Tire here in Canada, and we go buy our ammunition. But what happens is they lock in a little book in a binder, and 9 out of 10 times they leave the binder out with your address on it. Now, I'm sure you can actually tell me what the implications are of this, because you can have any gangbanger or anybody come up and say, hey, this guy bought a whole bunch of ammunition. He has guns. I'm going to go bust into his house and take them.
And well, on top of that, criminals, the excuse they're using, oh, we're going to keep you safer. Criminals normally don't buy ammunition at a store, especially because most of the ammunition that you can get at a store, at least in the United States, is for a shotgun or a rifle, you know?
They buy it off the street.
Exactly. They're buying this stuff off the real criminals. This is for the American populace. This is why we have all these DHS documents coming out where they say they're demonizing people who, you know, like the Constitution, are part of Campaign for Liberty, have a Ron Paul bumper sticker, you know, are handing out Zeitgeist in America, freedom to fascism, are ex-military, are anti-illegal immigration. I mean, they are really trying to dragnet, throw a wide net over the populace and just reel in 90% of us. And the 10% that they don't name, and it's really everybody, because you could be a lone wolf terrorist. There's like two of them that are extremely ambiguous, or a one-issue extremist, where it's like, okay, so any issue that I'm passionate about that might pertain to the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, or individual liberties and freedoms at all makes me an extremist. And most people won't take the time to actually read the documents. You know, I was listening to Stern today, and they gave John the Stutterer his own show. Not Stuttering John Melendez. This is a different guy. John the Stutterer gets his own show, and he's had it for a little bit over a year now. And then they had him take on, like, one of the conservative whack packers. And the conservative guy, I actually did this already, the dollar one, but thank you. And he tells the conservative guy talks about Napolitano and these DHS reports basically demonizing the military. And John goes, oh, that's nothing. That was a big misunderstanding. That's a joke. Meanwhile, there are three of these reports that we have that are public that all say essentially the same thing, and to some degrees are even worse when they start talking about how we're spying on people at James Madison College, and they always like to keep it a hot topic. They're actually happy that those anti-abortionists killed this guy in front of a church. It makes anti-abortionists look bad. They love that. Meanwhile, it's something like how many abortionists have died in this country from gunfire from these people? I think it's something like four. Again, they blow the threat out of proportion to demonize a large group of people. And thank you for the call, John. And I couldn't agree more. Everybody needs to step up to the plate with this registering of ammunition bill in Albany. Go check it out. Anti-Federalist in Georgia, you're on the air.
Hello, world. I just quickly wanted to mention the young guy called earlier about the Crime Stopper program that they have going on in Florida, and I was actually on my way back from there this weekend, and there's a billboard all over.
I lost you, buddy. I lost you, Anti-Federalist. I don't know what happened. I heard you saying billboards all over, and then you just kind of drifted off. You back?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Go. I can kind of hear you breaking up. Try again, man.
I'm in a 3G dead zone, man. Okay, I was coming back from Florida this weekend. I saw these Crime Stopper billboards, and they didn't mention anything about guns, but what they did mention is crime, cash for crime. Now, I'm not exactly sure what they're implying, but it sounds like, you know, just another version of a Tattletale Squad looking to... Well,
they're expanding everywhere with their tattletale squads. You know, I mean, the DHS is expanding right now. AmeriCorps is now really ramping up City Year, which is going to be their front organization for the youth. They've got them in the fascist jackets, the military formation. This is just expanding. The Boy Scouts are going to fight terror through the Explorers program. It's time to give them mock shotguns and mock automatic weapons because they're going to have to fight disgruntled veterans that are coming back from the war. I mean, this is preparing us for total tyranny, a total tattletale Stasi squad, literally Hitler Youth version 2.0 with a nicer face. But it's not a nicer face. It's just a different face. It's a different face for the times. I'm sure a lot of people back in the day when they were, you know, rocking the Hitler salute thought that Hitler was a nice face. I mean, that's the sick society that we live in, that we can't correlate the past with what's going on now. Meanwhile, the same people are essentially in power. I thank you for the call. All right, I want to play this clip of New York making the right decision, saying it is against the Fourth Amendment for the criminal police to put a GPS device on your car and track and trace you. That's right, it's illegal. It's okay in Wisconsin, apparently, if you're a police officer. Not okay in New York. Hit it.
New York's top court says police cannot place GPS trackers on suspects' vehicles without first getting a court warrant.
Elaine has that story more in our Around the Region report tonight. Elaine?
Jim, the Court of Appeals ruling today clears the way for a new trial for Scott Weaver. Weaver was convicted of burglary at the Latham Kmart several years ago, partially because a GPS device showed that he was in the store's parking lot just before the break-in. Today's ruling means that that evidence will not be allowed at his new trial.
See, if that was the only clip, I thought there was another one on top of that. I didn't look at all of them. But, you know, they always use a bad example. Like, this guy may, in fact, be guilty. But again, they rule that it is illegal for police to do that. But it's legal in Wisconsin. When somebody else does it in Wisconsin, it's called stalking. Because that's what it is. It's stalking. We're going to continue to take your calls for the next hour and a half. It's 866-582-9933. Wanted to get into this story right here. Israel stages biggest ever war drill. You know, we talked about NLE 09 coming up this summer. It's getting ever closer. It's the end of July into August. And this one here is just huge, apparently. The five-day drill, nicknamed Turning Point 3, comes amid the nation's rising tensions with Iran. It will be conducted in public facilities, including schools, military bases, and government offices. Students, soldiers, and other civilians will practice how to gather and protect, gather at protected places during an emergency. See, they're training you for the roundups. They're training you for the camps. And yes, this is overseas, but obviously Israel, a huge ally. And on top of that, really an intricate part of this international intelligence organization that carries black ops throughout the world. Everyone is expected to go to a protected place at the sound of the sirens, the Defense Force said, adding the more instructions will be broadcast on a public channel. That's right. This is for the population. It is of great importance that every civilian, institute, and workplace will seriously practice in order to improve our preparedness and national resilience, Major General Yair Golan of the Home Front Command said in his new statement. The move comes amid tension between, of course, Israel and Tehran. So let's train the population to go to the slave camps during war. Let's train them to be rounded up like the chattel that we talk about in all of our policy papers. It's the Info Warrior back after this.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
Save the victory speeches for later. Streets on fire. Made of pain, letter from the government sealed and signed to
We're going to jet through some phone calls, do a little bit of a news blitz on the other side. But it's important that we note this drill, because we're going to see drills like that this in our country. Is it going to be everybody being rounded up? No, it's going to be different regions. That's why FEMA Region 6 is so heavily involved in this NLE 09. It's kind of scary. I'm in FEMA Region 6. Texas is a part of that. Maybe that's the time to take a little Tripsky and Hutch out to New York. All right, let's go to Bill in Arkansas. Bill, you're on the line.
Actually, yes, that's Bill in Alaska there, Jason.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. My bad. That's me.
Not a problem. I'm hiding my name because I work on the local Air Force base up here in Anchorage.
Okay.
And I'm on the way home, man, sitting on the runway was a doomsday plane.
Really, an E-4B. Wait, let's talk about it, because a lot of people aren't going to know what that means. Now, doomsday planes are heavily featured in Fabled Enemies. If you didn't know, there was a doomsday plane on the scene of the Pentagon as it got struck, and yet another white mystery plane in New York City, and then drills confirmed that there were, in fact, five E-4Bs airborne on 9/11 during these mass terror exercises and Armageddon exercises, you name it. They were running a lot of them. A lot of them are still classified to this day. For instance, Operation Jackal Cave just came to light in the last two, three, four months, something like that, but it's heavily blacked out. Anyway, these doomsday planes have a little bubble at the top that you can kind of see, and they're mobile command centers for essentially the upper echelons of the military-industrial complex, and some would say the shadow government, correct?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, I'm in the Air Force, and I didn't realize what that plane was until I watched Fabled Enemies. And you do a great job of pointing it out, and it's hard to deny. That's more than likely what it is in Fabled Enemies there. But on my way home today, we're running a inspection this week, and on my way home, sure as heck, there was one sitting there, and I pulled over and I just stared at it for a minute, because at one point in time, my heart kind of dropped. I'm like, oh man, what does this mean? But I figured I'd come home, because I run your voice out here up here in Anchorage, and
excellent.
I was on the way home. Oh yeah, I was listening to you on the way home, and I was just like, wow. But I wanted to call you and let you know about it, and I didn't know.
So
like,
what do you think's going on? Have you talked to anybody else? Oh, hold on, just before we go, let's get a handle on this situation. You think it's probably maybe a drill or something like that, some kind of an exercise up there? I mean, you are in the Air Force. You obviously run exercises all the time. You don't see E-4Bs all over the place. It's not like a very popular military aircraft. I think there's a less than a dozen in the arsenal of the United States. Did anybody mention this to you? You just kind of saw it. No one knows anything yet?
No, it was just nobody mentioned anything. In fact, we were supposed to run the beginning of our inspection, operational readiness inspection, this morning, and it didn't happen for some reason. And then on my way home, like I said, I seen that plane. Now, it could be one of two things. Maybe something weird's happening, and we got this plane landing here for some dumb reason, or maybe that's what the inspectors flew in on and they got here late. I don't know.
If it's there tomorrow, I definitely want to update tomorrow night, but to me, these E-4Bs being operational command centers seem like the perfect place to, coordinate drones from, coordinate satellite photos, relay them to other government agencies, other places such as Cheyenne Mountain that was heavy in play during 9/11. Is that essentially what you get the vibe from these planes? I mean, these planes are not only mobile command centers, but they're operational centers, like I said, for these people in military. So you've got several different people inside the plane doing several different jobs. It's not just a one trick pony. I mean, there are people that are literally on the line with the upper echelons of military, and then there are the others that are really controlling things, whether that be drones, whether that be satellite photos. What else is it capable of, as far as you know?
Well, it's like you said, it's called a doomsday plane for a reason. In case the crap hits the fan, they can essentially run the country from the air. I mean, what should have happened on 9/11 was you shouldn't have been watching the president get informed of what was going on with the second plane if we were really under attack. He should have been whisked away into God knows where.
I couldn't agree more. Exactly. And you know what? That's a great point. We don't make that point enough, and I thank you very much for the call, Bill. If, in fact, the president and his administration had no idea about these attacks, by the time the second plane comes in and the Secret Service agent, Andy Card, comes in and talks to him, they should have immediately ushered him out of there. There were other hijacked planes in the air. Oh, people say, there were just two more at that point. No, they had 9+ hijackings that day, according to their own documents, Team 8. the people that actually did the reconnaissance for the 9/11 Commission reported that. Go check it out. Some of those are in Fabled Enemies. It's the Info Warrior. We'll be back after this.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The New World Order beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve,
surrender,
or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders slang test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get snitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barred curtain, nor the craters beneath the draped flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the meteors these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the insurgents.
And we will be going to your call, Skyler, Brendan, Mark, and others, 866-582-9933, in a moment. But first, I want to talk to Aaron Dykes about this latest article out of the New York Times, which basically goes over how the banks hired a lobbying firm to keep their derivatives from being regulated, correct?
Right, yeah. I mean, they got derivatives rammed in about a decade ago against the Glass-Steagall Act, knowing it's just pure looting, profiting, shady accounting. And they knew in this financial crisis they were going to crack down on derivatives, so they hired a secret lobby to fight against it.
And let's talk about it right now, because I guess the guy that they actually hired to fend off derivatives regulation is Edward J. Rosen, who's a partner at the law firm Cleary, Gottlieb, Steen & Hamilton. and a confidential memo Mr. Rosen drafted and shared with the Treasury Department and leaders on Capitol Hill, as politicians and market participants say, played a pivotal role in shaping the debate over derivatives regulations. See, they're always in bed with each other, Aaron. It's never enough, is it?
I know. If you've heard Webster Tarpley when he's come to do interviews or on his own radio program, you know, he never stops talking about these derivatives. It's the big 1.5 quadrillion black hole story.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, it says in the article that this Mr. Rosen character wants the banks to stay with Federal Reserve oversight because they know it's lax and basically nothing at all.
And meanwhile, the Obama administration is now saying that the Federal Reserve, they might disband the SEC, and the Federal Reserve is going to further regulate itself, and that they think that their Federal Reserve is the one that should really decide what's going on in the economy. And they're going to stop all of these Bernie Madoffs and otherwise, Aaron.
Yeah, but the details of this pretty much show that if the Federal Reserve actually had oversight, AIG never would have crashed the way it did. Those derivatives wouldn't have been the problem they were.
Mm-hmm.
But you could see they want to keep it hidden here in this New York Times article dated today. And they wanted to keep the derivatives hidden straight up because it would cut down on profits.
Yeah, it literally says right here, but increased transparency of derivatives trades would cut into banks' profits, hence the bank's opposition. Customers who trade derivatives would pay less if they knew what the prevailing market prices were.
Oh, yeah, that's the whole trick, right? Credit default swap. Now, I don't know if you saw on Bloomberg, they actually are talking about, in the headline, will there be an audit of the Federal Reserve over this very AIG derivatives matter? Mm-hmm. So the questions are being raised by some of the right people. I don't know if that means we're actually going to get a meaningful accounting, but we're certainly pushing for it.
Oh, wow, check this out right here. This is a great article. I don't know how Jaron found this, but aside from a funny haircut and malnourishment, he sometimes has a nose for news. Check this out. Wall Street Journal, Carlyle looks to buy Silverton Bank. Remember the Carlyle Group died? All the conspiracy debunkers, oh, the Carlyle Group didn't make any money on the war. The Carlyle Group isn't really a powerful, military-industrial complex business. Well, they're good. Well, now they're trying to buy Silverton Bank. The Carlyle Group, Inc., and other investors may acquire the failed Silverton Bank, according to a story in Monday's Wall Street Journal. The paper cited unnamed people familiar with discussion who also said the deal for Atlanta-based Silverton would include government assistance. Carlyle, Washington, D.C.-based private equity firm, headed a bid for Silverton before its failure in May, but was rebuffed by regulators, the Wall Street Journal reported. Why don't you tell people who the Carlyle Group are there, Aaron?
That would be one of your typical military-industrial complex groups.
Mm-hmm.
The Bin Ladens were in it, but they stepped down. There was a car wreck, but nobody got hurt.
Yeah, and not only that, but the Bush family was heavily into this. In fact, on the morning of 9/11, H.W. Bush is in a Carlyle Group meeting
Bin Laden, right?
In New York. Yeah, see, it's in my movie Fabled Enemies, but George H.W. Bush somehow spends the night in the White House on September 10th, gets up early on the morning of September 11th, makes his way to New York City, where he's literally in a business meeting with Bin Laden's half-brother. But there's no problems. There's no issues.
I mean, the Bin Laden family aren't just in all these worldwide construction firms. They're also in the depopulation groups.
Yes.
They're in the deindustrialization groups, the third world groups. I mean, they're in everything, and we're supposed to believe we're in this terrorism fight.
Against one guy.
We're fighting the eugenicists, and we all know that.
Yes.
And we're fighting the derivatives.
The bankers and the eugenicists seem to be top dogs, and they really do seem to be one and the same when you start looking into this. But, you know, the little petty backstabber patriots out there want to say, no, it's this group. You're a part of it, Jason Burmes. Aaron Dykes, you too. You're a Jesuit assassin along with Alex Jones. We know. You're starting to get that, right? Right? People don't know how insane it is till you get into the office. I mean, I had my share of attacks before I came out here because of loose change and, all that other stuff I did. But it was never on the level that it is now. I mean, I truly have a new understanding for what Jones goes through on a daily basis. Just lies and disinformation and attacks. And Aaron, who basically, I mean, you're the webmaster for Jones Report. You do reports. You do a lot of the editing here. You do great camera work. You're probably the hardest working man in show business that nobody knows about. I know that's a, not show business. That's a James Brown kind of deal. But you are. I mean, you're here all the time, Aaron. You're a hard worker. You're not a Jesuit assassin. Well, do we even want to say what you were accused of recently?
I don't know, but you know how it works. You know, if they can kill the messenger, they will every time.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. All right, Dykes, I thank you for the
point is they are putting heat on the Federal Reserve and these credit default swaps. We got to
Last time I knew, the bill to end the Fed, or not end the Fed, audit the Fed, was 179 co-sponsors.
Well, there's that bill, but then there's Bloomberg talking on Friday about specifically auditing the Fed over its role in the AIG matter.
So it wouldn't even need a bill, is what you're telling me.
Well, I think it's just two separate questions, but the point is, from the left, you know, not the left-right issue, but from the Ron Paul camp, we're going to audit the Fed. We have all these sponsors. What is? It's almost half the house now, or something.
Yeah, it's 179 is what I've heard. That was Sunday's numbers.
And it's running through these news wires too. Is the point?
Yeah.
Over these credit default swaps, and that's just the issue we got to put some focus on.
All right, brother. I'm going to take some calls. Thank you very much. Yes, the great Aaron Dykes. Everybody, go to JonesReport.com right now. Check him out. All right, let's go to Skyler in Texas. Skyler, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
I just wanted to inquire, who actually has seen these torture photos, the newer ones?
Who's saying they have the new torture photos? The report that I got, hold on, it's right here. I got it next to me, man. I want to say I got it out of the London Telegraph right here. Let me read you the title. This is almost like a side issue, because in 2004, we had Seymour Hersh and others. And people in the House and Senate who were able to actually see some of the videos say that children were being raped. Children were being raped and tortured on these videos, and they will never be released. I don't understand why, you know, we're still dwelling on this, because it's so obvious that they're torturing. In fact, let me say this. The foreign media published a ton of photos. Here it is right here. A ton of photos that did not make the mainstream media in this country, and I have them. And, you know, I'm almost tempted to do a show if they weren't so graphic, if they weren't women being raped, if they weren't the same people that you saw being attacked by the dogs with literally three quarters of their head missing. It's just goo on one side. And that's how I know that these photos are real. They came from the same source. There are pictures of these people before they were murdered or before they were heavily deformed. And these ones did make the foreign press. And this is the headline out of Reuters. It's not even from the Telegraph. Wednesday, May 27th. Photos show rape and sex abuse in Iraqi jails report. Photographs of Iraqi prisoners' abuse.
That's what I'm getting at, is they're guilty of having child pornography.
No, absolutely. Child pornography, they're guilty of pedophilia, my friend. They're raping children.
They are.
Yes.
Oh, and now this should be the biggest issue here. I mean, yes, everything else is extremely terrible, but here they are with child pornography, and they still have it.
I am livid at the amount of apathy in this country, and really just the amount of ignorance out there that people will still argue that they're not really torturing, and there's no evidence that they've tortured, and that these photographs aren't showing anything bad. And the issue is always waterboarding. It's always waterboarding. And waterboarding isn't a good thing, but they're literally taking things and sticking them in people's orifices. They're literally having dogs bite people to death. They're literally Listen, they're connecting people with electrodes and having them electrocuted to death in front of their parents. I mean, dude, they're sick. They're bottom line sick. Until we own up like adults that this is actually going on and we should be stopping it, and we shouldn't be accepting the rhetoric that we have to stay in the Middle East and that Guantanamo Bay can't be closed when we just signed a bill for $83 billion more for the war in the Middle East. None of that $83 billion can shut down Guantanamo Bay. And I believe there's a story up today at Infowars.com with a video. Colonel Peters is saying that we should kill everybody in Guantanamo Bay. No trial, no judge, you know, no jury, just the hand of death, my friend.
Yep, it's the Fourth Reich. It is.
It is the Fourth Reich, man. It's about as Nazi as it gets. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Mark in Wisconsin. Mark, you're online. Yes, sir. Mark, you with me?
Hey, oh, there we are. First of all, Chase, and I just wanted to say sorry about last time. I accidentally dropped a little bit of swearing on the show.
That's all right. It's in the past, my friend.
Sounds good. And thanks again. DVDs donated to the library.
Excellent. Yeah, I sent you like huge. 6 or 7. Not too many. I mean, I sent you the entire Police State trilogy. I think I got one of the America's Secret Beginnings in there. Pretty sure there was a 9/11 Chronicles in there. I can't really remember, but it was about 5 or 6 movies, right?
Yeah. Actually, it was like since the Police State trilogy was in one case, I think it ended up being like 8 or 9. But
oh, nice.
Yeah, so that was huge. No, actually, there were no 9/11 documentaries in there. It was got the Obama deception and Endgame, which are huge, but no Fabled Enemies or Loose Change.
Maybe next time.
That's oh, dude, that's not even a problem. That can either be like bit torrented and you know ripped, burnt to the DVD for pass out or whatever.
Excellent.
See if I can print up a case or something or a little, you know, sleeve to put inside a case form or whatever and see if they'll take it that way.
Sure.
But, anyways, you know what? Completely, got off topic and I forgot why I called. I'm not going to take up any more of your time.
You're just blanking today. Hey, Mark. Time. Mark, just keep fighting the info war, brother. We just sent him some movies so he could give them to his local library. Another info warrior out there trying to reach out to his people.
Thank
hey,
you.
It doesn't end. Hey, thank you. Let's go to Jesse in Texas. Jesse, you're online. Yes, Jesse.
Boy, what's up, Jason?
How you doing?
Just here. In fact, I've been doing my fair share of sharing your movie with the people on MySpace, letting them know what's up. And, yeah, just, you know, trying to do my part in taking down these Nazi. I can't say what I was going to say, but yeah, you get my point.
Well, I mean, I'm kind of taken aback by this article out of Wired. I mean, they're taking now people say, oh, RFID technology isn't a big deal. It's so unintrusive. Well,
it's not. Of course it's a big freaking deal, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's say that you don't take the chip, right? You're smart enough not to get injected with a chip. You don't want cyanide in your bloodstream. You don't want a GPS device in your body. Sure. You still have these little scumbags, these little lowlifes that are going to be willing to take the chip and throw it into your yard or throw it through your window. And remember, it's the size of a grain of rice, so you're not going to notice it. And that's going to take a tomahawk missile right into your living room. Boom! You're done!
Hey, like, freaking small. Okay, honestly... Mm-hmm. I think every single anti-fascist skin and, you know, they should, you know, we should all get it up and, you know, start this, you know, thing, you know, start doing something, you know what I'm saying? You know, revolution, mm-hmm. You know?
I agree. We need to step up to the plate, and whether that's being on MySpace and sharing videos, bringing videos to your local library, you know, doing what these people did out in New York and showing up to these city council meetings, taking part, joining Campaign for Liberty, starting your own chapter of We Are Change. That's why we played the We Are Change, because there are so many things you can do out there to be proactive and positive. I thank you for the call, Jesse. Vicky in Indiana, you're on the line. Yes, Vicky.
Hi, Jason. It's Idaho, actually.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. I did some research, you know, on this, on the market, you know, try to figure out what's going on. And back in 1987, you know, there was a stock market crash, you know, that was called Black Monday. Mm-hmm. And basically the market makers just stopped. They refused to make the market.
Mm-hmm.
And so a commission was set up, the Brady Commission.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the recommendations was that the Federal Reserve said, well, actually, a couple of recommendations. First of all, that the Federal Reserve back the market. You know, whenever there wasn't any buyers, the Fed steps in to provide liquidity, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is that the Fed was put in charge of the market, basically, at least is the futures, and the plunge protect. They run. The Fed chairman runs the plunge protection team,
mm-hmm.
which basically stepped on one side of the market, left the upside market to go up, and then you factor in naked short selling,
mm-hmm.
and which should be against the law, but they ignored that, and so basically those are all the reasons why we have to audit the Fed, and we have to find out what it is that they're doing.
Well, they've definitely taken incremental steps towards power. I mean, really, that was just their 80s game, and they've really consolidated not only in the 90s, but really in the last, I would say in the last 3 years, you've just seen the Fed go nuts. I mean, they're printing more money than ever. After this G20, it seems like, the IMF and them are closer than ever. With these new special drawing rights units that aren't even dollars, who knows where this is going to go? And now with the Obama administration saying that they basically want to disband the SEC and let the Federal Reserve have oversight. I mean, not like the SEC are any angels, but you're just giving the mobsters, the banksters, even more power and consolidating it. It's wild.
Yeah. Well, they basically disemboweled the SEC in 1990 when they decided to internationalize our markets. And they did that at the G7 G8 summit. So, I mean, there's been a whole lot going on that who knew, you know? Who knew this stuff?
Well, you know where it all points to, too? And I thank you for the call, Vicki. It all points to globalization. It all points to globalism. It all points to more tyranny, less freedom for the common individual. It all points to a widening of the gap between the very wealthy and the very poor. They want to cut out the middle class. Lou Dobbs hit the nail on the head years and years and years ago when he started doing segments called War on the Middle Class. That's what this is. It's a war on the middle class. It's a war on the general populace. And it is the induction of a new world order, a new system in which you will be tracked, traced, and databased in everything you do. Biometric data shared all around the globe, where you will literally be enslaved. And you'll have a carbon credit system to pay to your lords and masters of the new world order.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my
All right, we're going to continue to just run through the phone calls, 866-582-9933. But I want to thank one of my great sponsors out there. It's mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. The number is 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. And what you got here is a generator, 1,800 watts of power. No motor, no gases. In the case of a blackout, you've got power. You want to get off the grid. You want to start being more self-sufficient. You want to truly go green. Solar power is the way to go, and mysolarbackup.com can help you with that. 877-327-0365. Go check them out. All right, let's go to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're online.
Hey, Jason.
How you doing, sir?
Take quite a while to give you all the details behind that, but you're already aware of it.
Which one's that?
You're already aware of the details which I speak of. It seems to be very dark out. I just feel that. You know, I kind of take a daily sampling of the day's general vibration just by effect, just by the way it feels when I wake up each day. And especially these days, given the intensity of the times that we're living in, it makes a very distinct impression on the energy field of the planet, but that's not why I call, per se.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jason, when you speak of torture, this is something that, you know, the world would be willing to forgive us for, but never said we're sorry.
We're not saying, listen, we haven't even stopped doing it yet. First, we actually have to stop the actions that we're taking. In other words, stop the torture.
Yeah.
Then we can apologize. Then we should really prepare reparations for these poor people.
We got thunder here, so don't worry, that's not an explosion of any bad type. It's really a miracle we got thunder. But if you could hold me over by chance, Jason, unless you got a couple of minutes, I'd really, you know, like
I got a couple of minutes. We got a couple of minutes, Mark. We definitely do.
And what we have here is, you know, just a lingering situation. And when you essentially, I think it's been shown that we are, if not always, say, for instance, in the ultimate example of torture by the United States government at Abu Ghraib, that there are photos showing what was done, and that they, John Yoo, the last administration's lawyer up there in legal somewhere in justice, had a memo saying that it would be fine to crush the children's testicles before their parents' eyes so that the parents would talk. But these are
and rape them with battery acid. Let's not forget that juicy little tidbit that you put in there.
Yeah, that's the third crown in this jewel of totally decadent evil. So what you have here is a big question mark as to why are they torturing whom they know to be innocent people. And I make that fine distinction. And I cannot imagine what anybody would have done outside of the crimes that they, the torturers, have committed, and those who hand out the torture orders from higher up.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine any greater evil than that. If anything, they should be being tortured at this time for having done this to these completely innocent people. So what is the reason? That's the big question mark. And I think by peeling layers back when it comes to the most blatant acts of evil that are done by these people who are real people who can be pointed at and who movies can be made out of. If y'all could make a movie just essentially about the issue of torture that will enrage people, and you have to enrage people in order to get people's energy past the fear, basically, that they're in, at least in a general sense, because of the constraints which have been put on the common people from actually seeking out and divulging the truth back to the evildoers in a court of law as evidentiary spotlight evidence. Right, Jason?
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm really hoping one day that we do really have war tribunals and that these guys' feet are held to the fire and that we say, no, that wasn't okay. And no, it wasn't okay for you to take orders and do that. You should have blown the whistle. I met one of the whistleblowers out of, I believe it was Abu Ghraib. He came forward. He went to hearings. He was actually in hearings with Anthony Schaefer and other whistleblowers that didn't have to do with his case. I thank you for the call, Mark. I'm going to talk about that on the other side. And, you know, his integrity, his character.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Studies have shown that a majority of Americans are seriously deficient in basic minerals. Deficiency in any one or more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that were designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the AmericanSuperfoods.com link on InfoWars.com to see some of the amazing products available. Colloidal gold, marine photoplankton, maca, goji berries, raw chocolate cacao, nibs, noni, immune detox, and more. Folks, you gotta check these out. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and sustainable rainforest agriculture. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com. Again, the website is AmericanSuperfoods.com.
You're listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
Well, come on, all of you big, strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time.
So when I actually went to interview Ray McGovern in New Jersey, geez, it's got to be 3.5-4 years ago now. Time is flying by. Time really does fly by. And, you know, it will pass you by if you want to be lazy, if you want to just sit there and watch TV and enjoy pop culture and worry about your haircut and, you know, what girl you're going to try to date tonight or what club you're going to go to. It'll go by quickly that way. But let me tell you, it goes by even faster when you're doing what you love, when you're working towards a goal, when you dedicate yourself to something that you believe right and true. And 3.5-4 years ago when I went to interview Ray McGovern, he was on a panel with other whistleblowers, a couple of whistleblowers who had been out in Iraq. One is featured in Iraq for Sale. He talks about Kellogg, Brown, and Root, the military-industrial complex, how corrupt it is over there. If you haven't seen Iraq for Sale, excellent documentary. It's over at Google Video. It's hardcore. It's very good. Is it the most hardcore of documentaries? No, but it really lays out, you know, groups like the Carlyle Group in this and what they do and what they're about and how they make profits and how they don't care about people. Anyhow, we had one of those whistleblowers from, you know, one of these prisons where he knew torture and rape were going on and he could not deal with it. And he blew the whistle and he couldn't believe how fast people turned on him. You know, he did the right thing. And you have to applaud people for that because it's not easy to do the right thing sometimes. Sometimes it feels good to do the wrong thing, to be evil, to wallow in your own decadence and ego. Sometimes that does feel good, to feed yourself this power trip. But, you know, he saw beyond that and he literally could not look away. He could not shut his mouth. He couldn't just turn a blind eye. And what did he get for it? He got reprimanded. He got threatened. You know, he blew the whistle and what did he get out of it? He didn't shut any prisons down. Nobody got convicted because of him. The videos haven't come out. Most of the pictures are still censored to this day. And then Obama uses that as a PR scam. Yes, a PR scam. Oh, we're going to close down Guantanamo Bay. Oh, we're going to release some photos from the Bush administration. Or, oh, we're going to release some documents. No, we're not. No, we're not. No, we're not. But you see, once he offers it, that's the thing people remember. Oh, no, he's going to do that. He said he was going to do it. He's working toward, can't do it overnight. You've literally drunk the Democratic Pelosi Kool-Aid when you believe those kind of lies. And I don't know, you know, what kind of kick in the head you need out there, liberals, Democrats, idiots, who voted them in 2006 when they promised you the war would end and that they would hold Bush accountable. And then as soon as they get in, oh, we're not going to bring him up on war crimes. We're not going to impeach this president. He's only got 2 years left. We're just going to let him go. Of course, Nancy Pelosi is in on it. She is a globalist. She's been around a long time. She is ruthless. She is cutthroat. Okay? She's one of the people that initially investigated 9/11 through the initial congressional investigation. She was the lead Democrat. She's on the team, folks. She plays for them. She doesn't play for us. She plays for them. Of course she does. She wouldn't be in the position she is now if she did not play for these monsters. And then in 2008, we voted in Barack Obama, the savior, the man who was not even a real senator until 2004 when they magically make him the keynote speaker at the Democratic National Convention. He was just a state senator until then. It's unheard of to become a one-term senator and become president of the United States of America. Oh, that's right. He didn't serve a term as senator. He served 3 out of the 6 years as a senator. And then he ran for president. I mean, I know I'm saying I mean a lot, but I just can't get over the fact that people will misconstrue this. Oh, you're a racist, Jason. You just don't like him because he's black. That's why you were at that tea party. All people at the tea parties were racist. No! The tea parties used to be about the tax issues. Used to be about 9/11 truth. Used to be about America, freedom of fascism, and what's really going down with the Federal Reserve. Now they've been hijacked by Fox, so I can be called a racist for, you know, using my First Amendment. It's the Info Warrior. We'll be back after this.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
I never remorse for you, no letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what it's costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture of losses through and through.
But it's the rebel arms.
Godspeed with devil's charm. The shit made get switchblades in every arm. And this way we ixnay on any harm. Cause snakes play and fakes lay like hidden bombs. We march in unison. The soul is true within eternal missions with just a lifetime to do it in.
Stronghold set it with sash it with. With batons. The rebel arms form and form like Voltron. Slash your old beast.
All right, let's jump through some calls. Let's go to Steven in Texas. Steven, you're online.
Yeah, hey, good evening, fellow Zionist and extremist hater.
Yes, obviously. My lords in Israel are directing what I do as I speak in my hidden earpiece, my friend.
Yeah, I'd imagine, Jason, that instead of you playing fantasy football, you play fantasy world government.
Yeah.
That doesn't exist. You know. I wanted to bring up something about the, we don't hear a whole lot lately about the North American Union because, of course, they're still going out with this, but they're trying to cover it up. And like Alex pointed out, you know, they're saying the Trans-Texas Corridor is dead and doesn't exist anymore, and that's total lie. But, you know, remember how they changed the name from North American Union to this SPP,
mm-hmm.
the Security and Prosperity Partnership? Well, within that, okay, I found out about this over a year, probably a year and a half ago. I used to work at Walmart. And, you know, Alex pointed out, Walmart has the seventh largest economy in the world. We're talking of nations, businesses, whatever. I mean, that's how much of an impact this company has. And it's interesting because within the SPP, there's a group that was formed of private corporations called the, Competitiveness Council, North American Competitiveness Council, that's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 30 of the largest corporations for Mexico, Canada, and the United States. And, of course, most of them are in the United States. But I went online while I was waiting to get on and went to, you can actually look this up under uschamber.com. It's the U.S. Chamber of Commerce website. And it goes into a lot about this North American Competitiveness Council. And I find it really interesting because here in this document, it's like 63 pages long, it goes into what the goals of this thing is. Now, it mentions this, what government should accomplish by 2010, develop a comprehensive North American customs clearance system or fully compatible national systems. And then it says, develop a common North American system for transmitting both import and export information. Make further investments in research toward an economically viable container security device incorporating smart box or smart seal technology. And then it goes into simplify and improve customs processes. And this is really scary. It says, work to provide a more effective retroactive claim process to allow for the movement of people, this is what I was going to get at. A competitive North America depends on the efficient movement of people and not just goods within the region. And it says a single trusted traveler program is needed as soon as possible. The three governments are currently working on developing standards. This is 2007. Standards for alternative forms of identification, including the introduction of smart cards, with embedded radio frequency identification chips and biometrics, such as fingerprints and iris scans, to confirm an individual's identity and citizenship.
And Stephen, now they're here. I mean, my
right,
New York
exactly.
State driver's license has it. And now all Canadian driver's license and passports, I believe, also have that. And they are making the law now that you're not going to be able to cross the border unless you either have one of these driver's license with the RFID in it, one of them that's real ID compliant, or you need your passport with you. I mean,
well,
people
they
don't
just
even
announced,
realize it.
Yeah, they just announced today on the news, as a matter of fact, they said your driver's license is no longer any good. Now, whether you walk, drive, fly, whatever, you have to have a passport. And, of course, those passports now have the chips in them, and that's so they can track you everywhere you go. But here's the other thing I wanted to get at about this. Okay, within this sphere of these 30 corporations, I mentioned Walmart, but do you find a coincidence, okay, we hear all this stuff with the economy imploding and these companies going under, and who's the big one that's in the news right now today?
GM.
GM is a member of this North American Competitiveness Corporation, as is AIG.
Mm-hmm.
So do you smell a rat here?
I absolutely smell a rat, and I you know, that's one of the reasons they're going to nationalize this, because they're going to move the main factories out of this country, probably into Mexico, and possibly smaller ones into part of Canada. It'll be another excuse to really amalgamate the three countries together. I mean, they're really lining it up, from the Sotomayor appointment to the fact that GM is now going under. Just like Alex said, you know, he said they were going to gut the car industry. They gutted the car industry. It was the last thing we had left. It was literally by a string. You know, and now that string is snapped and it is done. We literally don't make anything in this country of any value anymore, Stephen. It's all overseas, baby.
Right, and that's because these corporate executives who are in on this, they're selling out all the working slaves that are under them and, you know, laughing all the way to the bank, because they're all part of this internationalist global banking cartel, and it makes me sick.
It makes me sick as well. I thank you for the call, Stephen. Let's go to Joe in New Mexico. Joe, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Vicky on the call earlier, she was so right on with the stuff going on with the markets and the Fed. Mm-hmm. And I just find it interesting that those tea parties that really amounted to nothing, really mm-hmm. resulted in nothing, got so much publicity. And I did some searches earlier in the week on FoxNews.com, CNN, and MSNBC. There is nothing on those websites about H.R. 1207, nothing. And nobody's talking about it. And we talk about getting to the root of these things. No doubt, if those books are open from the Fed, we'll see those connections from AIG and GM and everybody else out there. So I'm just calling in to encourage people to blast the Rushes, the Hannitys of the world, and get them to get this on the news. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, they're not covering this audit the Fed thing at all. In fact, it was so outside of the mainstream that even I wasn't really aware of it until Bob Chapman brought it up and I had heard about it. And I think at the time that Bob Chapman brought it up, it was something like 140 co-sponsors, which I thought was great. And in the past few weeks, it's up to 179, and maybe even have surpassed that. But even being me, you know, who goes through Reuters wires, who goes through the Telegraph, who goes through the Guardian, MSNBC, Fox News, I didn't see one speck of this in the mainstream media. And if they were serious about us regulating taxes and going after, you know, the big banksters out there that are ripping us off, just like you said, this would be front page news. This would be an important story, but it's not. It's being buried.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And of all, Bob Chapman's right on. And you've had other people, smart people, like, I mean, there's not many people sharper than Ron Paul. And he introduced this thing, so obviously he knows there's something up with it. So anyways, I'm just calling in, Jason, because I'm frustrated. I blog a lot, and people just are ignorant to it, and they need to do their homework on it, and they need to get on the phone, call their congressman, because if there's enough co-sponsors on there, it can come out of committee and go to the floor. And we all know there's just a small percentage of the people in the U.S. that are active and make a big difference in the House.
At the very least, we need to have this hearing, have it out on C-SPAN, and make a big deal about it in the alternative media. Because, you know, you remember when Dennis Kucinich introduced 33 articles of impeachment on the Bush administration, and nobody covered it. Nobody covered it at all. I mean, I think the most people that have probably seen any excerpt of that are the people that have seen my movie, Fabled Enemies, and that's only because I've sold thousands of copies, had hundreds of thousands of downloads on the internet, so many that we really can't, you know, Google has taken away our counter, so we don't know how many people. But really, the majority of people really were introduced to it through that film. They had no idea it even happened, and that's because the mainstream media suppresses any kind of information in Congress or Senate that actually challenges the power establishment. I thank you for the call, Joe. Let's go to Shaheen in California. Shaheen, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. I run a website, deprogram.net. Mm-hmm. This week, and actually put together another website that's just directly for films. Have about 100 downloads on there. I wanted to see if I could publicize it over the website or over your show. It's deprogramfilms.net.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, folks, hold on, it's not D-E, it's just D and then program, right?
Yeah, it's the second site. Yeah, deprogramfilms.net, and yeah, there's like 100 films there, you just click it, auto-downloads.
And you guys stream my show as well, don't you?
Yeah, we're streaming it right now.
Exactly.
So, yeah, man, I really appreciate what you do, thanks for, giving me the plug, and, keep doing what you're doing.
Hey, keep doing what you're doing, brother, thank you. You're helping get the word out. Everybody who puts me on a micro AM, a micro FM, everybody who streams the show past and beyond. You know, I have the on-demand link. Anybody who posts it over at Live Leak, over at YouTube, you're helping out. You know, you're sending these little clips to your friends, these, you know, 9-minute segments or whatnot on YouTube. They're huge news blitzes. What I talk about, unfortunately, in a 9-minute segment is more than the mainstream media will talk about in relevant issues all day. And that's sad. I mean, take a look at me, folks. I'm in an Affliction polo shirt with a bad haircut, and I'm the guy that's telling, with bad teeth, yes, you're right, with bad teeth on top of it, and I'm the guy that has to sit here and do the hardcore news every night, you know, not even really as a newsman, but as a commentator, and really an activist journalist, because I do try to do my own legwork, I do try to get my own interviews, I do try to get people on film, you know, I'm looking to get a lot of interviews right now for this Invisible Empire film, I got a few lined up next week. At the same time, I'm never too good to do somebody else's radio show or talk show or TV show. I mean, I did you know, 15 hours of radio with my show, Alex's show, and other shows on Thursday and Friday alone. I'm getting up tomorrow at 8:30 in the morning so I can do somebody else's radio show so I can come in here and work on the Alex Jones show and then do my show later in the evening. And it sucks that, you know, I pick up 10 articles after going through some news, and my news is more relevant than the mainstream media because they aren't telling you what's going on. They're fluffing it up. It's all about Britney Spears and John and Kate plus 8. Is she sleeping with the bodyguard? Who gives a damn? I don't. But the American public does. They really care. Oh, look at that frosty color in her hair. She's so beautiful. It's truly an Entertainment Tonight lifestyle in the United States today. I'm the Info Warrior. We'll be back after this.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 1st, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $985.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,013.17, $506.58 for the half ounce, and $253.29 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,013.17, $506.58, and $253.29.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes and servicing debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Due to recent events related to the H1N1 virus, the Center for Disease Control has issued a public health emergency across the United States.
What can you do to prepare yourself from potential airborne threats?
Using patented technology developed for NASA, ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers sanitize and protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, salmonella, contaminants from chemtrails, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces.
With no filters to replace ever, you save money.
Prepare yourself today. Truthful answers to your questions and concerns can be found at ZeroFlu.com. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 1-888-766-6066. 1-888-766-6066. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Now thank God for the media for saving the day. Put
calls in just a moment. The Lynx, Rick, Cytor, and more. 866-582-9933. But I want to play this clip of Colonel Peters saying, hey, you know what? Let's just kill everybody at Guantanamo. That's a good way to end it. Hit it.
Hey, Neil, I got to tell you where I'm coming from. I come from Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania, the anthracite coalfields. We don't screw around with terrorists.
Oh, really? Oh,
okay, so you're proposing or would have done what?
Well, first of all, I am not worried about the human or legal rights of terrorists. Because as far as I'm concerned, when a human being chooses to commit an act of terror against innocent human beings, he puts himself outside of humanity. And this obsession with the legal, supposed legal and human rights of terrorists, a small number condemns billions of human beings, billions, to live in fear. And again, Neil, once you commit an act of terror, in my book, you are outside, you are anathema, and you should be killed. Now, I'm not talking about killing every living thing in the barnyard.
Oh,
and
thank
why
you.
Set ourselves up for these legal problems? Now, Neil, I know it's not politically correct. I don't care.
Really?
I care about the security and well-being of my fellow Americans. I care about the human rights of innocent people around the world.
Oh.
And as far as I'm concerned, terrorists should die. And a good thing that's happening right now is since you've had this whole movement to close Guantanamo, et cetera, et cetera, the word I'm getting from the field is our special operators and our soldiers and Marines on the front lines are taking fewer prisoners.
All right, so in other words, they're killing them.
Yeah, we're dealing with people who aren't human anymore. They are monsters. And just like in the movies, monsters deserve to die. And
well, I see your point, Colonel. No, and I see your point about what we agonize over. But what if all the 200 or so Gitmo detainees are not monsters? Some were just caught up in a roundup where they weren't doing anything wrong. Now, I don't know the details on who's who and how many might fill that equation here. But you know what I mean? That then you would be wiping them all out.
Well, you know, there will be miscarriages of justice in a brutal war like this, but I don't think too many. We're pretty good about figuring out who's right and who's wrong. Now, if the terrorists use some human beings, set them up, or use them as human shields, there's not a lot we can do about it. And again, we're not talking about using nuclear weapons on Peshawar or on training camps.
So reasonable.
All right, let's just stop because the guy's talking over it. We got to get the fresh clip on that one. But yeah, let's just kill all terrorists. Let's have trials for, first of all, when was the last terrorist attack in this country? 9/11. Who actually carried it out? Oh, there's a military-industrial complex. It was the shadow government. It was the International Intelligence Organization. It ultimately was the invisible empire that we're going to be exposing in my next film. Okay? So, personally, even those people, to me, deserve a trial. Because I want to know who helped them, how they were able to achieve it, and then we decide what their punishment is. And quite frankly, I don't think it should be death. I think death is too good for somebody that would kill 3,000 people in order to kill millions more and thousands of U.S. servicemen. That's right. I think death is too good for them. I'd like to see them serve the rest of their lives in a prison term in Gen Pop, you know, with them being tracked, traced, and databased with everything they do on a 24-hour news network where I can, again, tune in and see Dick Cheney crying on the toilet at 3 a.m. What have I done? And I say Dick Cheney because Dick Cheney was so obviously intimately involved in some way on 9/11. He's the first person that I would indict and then flesh out the investigation from. This guy's a monster. And for some reason, he's the public figure right now after Bush leaves. Probably because he did set a lot more policy than George Bush did. Obviously, George Bush was nothing more than a puppet that read off a script. Much like, you know, Obama is, only Obama does it 1,000 times better. And Bush was really put in that position through his bloodlines, through his family, you know. They didn't want him initially. They would have rather put Neil Bush out there, but he got caught in that big savings and loan scandal in, I think it was the late 80s, early 90s. And don't forget Jeb Bush, who may come back to haunt us. I mean, he was the governor of Florida while the attacks are happening. Of course, Bush is down in Florida magically. He actually just declared martial law in Florida on, I think it was September 7th, only 4 days before the attacks. Martial law was in effect as the attacks happened, just magically. And Jeb Bush, if you ever watched the documentary Journeys with George, which is a rather sympathetic portrayal of not only George Bush, but his brother Jeb and the entire family and the political process, he literally says one way or another, we're going to deliver Florida. Oh, and they delivered it after much controversy. Would Al Gore have been any better? No, we would have seen a softer fascism. We probably would have still seen the terror attacks, the war in the Middle East, but we would have seen a lot more carbon credit push. And we're seeing that now that we have Barack Obama in. See, they love to play sides off against each other for different parts of the agenda. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If we could all see the germs that we encounter each day, we might have a different outlook on how we view our surroundings. In the past, you may not have put too much thought into it. But with the current health risks in the world today, it's impossible to ignore it. There is a solution, and it's called Hazrid. Hazrid utilizes a fogging device that disinfects, sanitizes, and protects against influenza, viruses, bacteria, allergen, mold, and more. It's tough on germs, but not on children and pets. You'll receive the fogger, liquid concentrate, enough to make up to 32 gallons of germ-killing power, 3 respirators, goggles, protective suit, and heavy-duty gloves. Order right now at Hazrid.com and you'll receive double the order of liquid concentrate. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or visit Hazrid.com. That's H-A-Z-A-R-I-D. Protect, prepare. Get your Hazrid today.
One moment. But first, I want to remind everybody that the Alex Jones Show, Volume 1 Best Of, is out in the DVD arsenal. We're going to be doing one of these every month or so. This one features Joe Rogan, David Icke, Alan Watt, Gerald Celente, and Art Aceveda in DVD quality. If you missed any of those shows, or you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, or if you're just looking for something to turn other people onto via the radio format. You know, one of my favorite shows while I was in high school was the E Show for Howard Stern. It's really what put me over the edge to watch, E. Yeah. Let me check that out. Is that for the second month? We're now offering the second month as well, right? Here's just a quick look at what the cover looks like right here. And, obviously Russell Means is featured in the second one, Lindsay Williams, Edwin Vieira, Sean Kissinger, I'm sorry, Craig Powdley and the State Sovereignty Special. So go check that out as well. And remember, we also have Reflections and Warnings, the new Aaron Russo picture. It really goes past what we put out for free sometime back, I think 2 years ago, with the Aaron Russo interview. Goes in depth, really has a host by Alex Jones, really brings you up to speed with what's happening, what his predictions that have come true are. And it's a great companion piece to America, Freedom to Fascism. We want you to make copies of all these films and hand them out to your friends, family, your neighbors, people you work with. Just get them out there, get the info out there, and get people turned on to the truth. Get them involved. Get them to take action. I mean, they can't do this just horrific agenda without our help. And we've been very apathetic and helpful so far, whether you realize it or not. All right, the Link's in Oregon. You're on the air, sir.
Hi, Jason. How's it going?
Good.
I've been listening to your show since you started and haven't had a chance to call in because usually I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to spit a few things at you that I've been building up over the weeks and months.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
First off, you've had people call in and talk about a couple times the conspiracy on aliens controlling the globe and like the globalists are actually from another planet and whatnot.
Sure, sure.
Well, I've kind of looked into that and I've thought about it. You know, I'm not for it or against it, but you know, it's kind of hard for people to say one way or another when the Discovery Channel, for one, spends millions of dollars on their shows trying to disprove aliens even exist.
See, I don't think so much that they do that, though. You know, maybe the Discovery Channel takes kind of a slanted view, but how many shows out there like UFO Hunters are there? How many weeks a year does the History Channel dedicate to UFOs? You know, it's UFO Weekend or UFO Week. It's Inside Roswell, and it's not just the Discovery Channel, and it's not just the History Channel. It's TLC and everything else of that nature, and Fox was a big proponent of this theory. You know, I just need to see more evidence. And for me, I don't think there's any doubt that there is other life out there in the solar system. What that life may be, I don't know. And that there are, of course, unidentified flying objects, but what they may be, I don't know. You know, for me, the most compelling evidence for, you know, artificial intelligence of some sort outside of our own solar system are those NASA UFO videos. Where, you know, either these are very large aircraft or some kind of biological entities. But the Tether incident, we've played it on the program. I don't know if you actually watch the PrisonPlanet.tv, but we've played the Tether incident on this program. I'm on the fence. I mean, do aliens exist? I don't know. I know that there's a huge push out there to make us believe what an alien looks like is, you know, this bald, skinny being with large eyes and a slit for a mouth and maybe a slit for a nose. And, you know, when I watched that horrific movie, the latest Indiana Jones, which just might as well throw up in my mouth, what are they pushing? They're pushing kind of this new age theory of aliens. They're not just from outer space anymore. They're interdimensional aliens from the fourth dimension that are our masters and rulers and our creators. And I see that being pushed sometimes even in this movement, and I've really got to pull back. And I got to say, well, you know, there's a ton of, you know, interesting stuff about the Anunnaki and ancient civilizations and, you know, Mayan and Incan culture and even in the Bible. You know, one of my favorite History Channel specials out there is UFOs in the Bible. But all that language, you know, gets translated over the years and years and years and stories. You know, you've played telephone before with other people. You can see how things get distorted. And for me, you know, I like to stick to the scholars that don't go way over the top. Not that I don't enjoy reading a Jim Mars or checking out his work or listening to Jordan Maxwell or even David Icke, man. I've sat through the 7-hour lectures of Icke. I remember sitting in my, you know, little cubicle when I had my desk job and I was just happy as can be to have that. And in the corner, I would have, you know, David Icke's, you know, one of his lectures, his 7-hour lectures running. I'd be interested in it and check it out. But, you know, I have not seen anybody shapeshift into an alien. I have checked out all, you know, the crystal skull stuff, the alien autopsy, the supposed videos of other aliens. I just have not seen any clear cut evidence. Number one, that they exist, or number two, that there is this agenda, you know, of, you know, fourth dimension reptilian blood sucking aliens that have to keep us in fear. I mean, that's a great allegory. It sounds a lot like V, which it was this 80s sci-fi show. If people don't know about it, you know, I enjoy watching Robot Chicken when they make fun of V and everybody's a reptile. I sure as hell hope that I'm not up against, you know, interdimensional reptiles, you know, from another planet. If that is the case, I mean, I guess, you know, there's evidence and I have to step up to the plate. In light of evidence, I will step up to the plate. Until then, I've just got to keep it in the hokey realm. And, you know, you keep your mind open to everything. You know, anything out there, friend, is a possibility, but you really have to pull back and say, hey, what are the probabilities of this? What evidence have I really been shown? And who's pushing this agenda? I mean, when Fox pushes an agenda, you better think twice about it. And really, I remember the 80s. You know, I mean, I think Robert Lazar and his story is incredible if it's true. You know, if it's true, it is an incredible story and it needs to be explored. If he's a disinformation agent, he's a good one. You know, but at the same time, it was the same, that period when all of a sudden, you know, people were going through walls and they were, you know, being abducted. And I've even done interviews with Whitley Strieber. If people don't know who Whitley Strieber is, you know, he's out of Dreamland. He does, he did Communion. He wrote that book. It became a movie with Christopher Walken. He is an adamant claimer that he has been abducted by aliens. I don't know if that's true. I've never seen an alien. I've never been abducted. I just don't know. I thank you for the call, man. You know, interesting caller, got me kind of off on a side subject, but I guess it needs to be addressed. All right, let's go to Rick in New York. Rick, you're on the line.
Hey, yes, sir, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I know what that guy say. I talked to you about a month ago. So you get up to New York, I'll buy lunch there. Hey, you want to hear a good one? I seen Richard Haas on Washington Journal this morning, so I had to call in. You know, you could just keep hitting redial, and sooner or later you get on. Usually any time I try to get on, I get on, and he was talking about, he's got a book about the Iraq war, and then I asked him about, I said, I get my information from InfoWars, Alex Jones, and I said, how's your book compared to the Smedley Butler's book about the overthrowing this, when General Smedley Butler went in front of Congress and exposed the fact that he was asked to overthrow this country?
Yeah, he was asked to overthrow this country with the help of J.P. Morgan and Prescott Bush.
Right,
they basically
George
wanted
Bush
to... Said. Yeah, they wanted to get rid of Roosevelt because as much as they liked Roosevelt and the elite, they really wanted that Hitler Mussolini model over here. And only because Smedley Butler worked with these people up until the moment where they could really thwart this plan, do we even know about it? And of course, nothing really happened. There was a little slap on the wrist for Prescott and his buddy.
Right. Well, I was surprised to see Richard Haas. A couple of callers asked him about, you know, the Council of Foreign Relations. You know, he's the CEO or president. I lost track what I was going to ask you. I was going to mention about David Rockefeller and his book memoirs about saying that if you talk about a one world government, he's guilty.
Basically, what he says in that quote, he says, you know, there are those out there that believe that I am part of this secret cabal to bring in global governance. And he says to those people, I say guilty as charged. I do want a one world government. And you quote that and people say it just doesn't exist. Meanwhile, it's straight out of Rockefeller's memoirs. We have the book in the back. It's going to be featured in my next film, Invisible Empire. It's already been featured not only in Road to Tyranny, but also Endgame and Zeitgeist. But people just say it doesn't exist. Sir, David Rockefeller loves us so much. I thank you for the call. Yes, he loves humanity. David Rockefeller, that's why he's talking to Oprah in secret meetings, because he wants to go on Oprah and help the world. David Rockefeller, good man. All right, let's go to Saitor in Indiana. Saitor, you're online.
Burmes.
How you doing?
Man, I sent you a clip 2 days ago about Richard Gage was on KNPH Fox 26 and Fresno, California, talking about 9/11 and how he had evidence, and I thought that was pretty huge, and I hadn't heard y'all cover it yet.
No, but, we did. I covered it on either Friday's show or, no, it was either Friday during Jones or Friday during mine.
I guess I missed it. And, man, I just had maybe a solution out there. Maybe, hopefully this money bomb is going to be huge, and I'm thinking maybe we could run a contest and then have a few people, the winners, win a Truth AM, small AM transmitter, so we can start, you know, transmitting the show out to our local towns and spread the truth that way.
You know, that is a good idea, because those are kind of pricey. The only problem is that if we do that and we run a contest, I don't know how many people are going to be hip enough to set those up. I mean, obviously, you sound pretty tech savvy.
I think we could figure out, you know, people that would enter it, you know, could get it going, and then you know, the last thing, it'd be a good thing for Operation InfoWar Independence Day, buddy.
that wouldn't be a bad thing for Operation, and that's coming up. I mean, we're now in June 1st. We're talking about less than 5 weeks to prepare what you're going to do on the 4th of July. How are you going to be in InfoWar? Are you going to burn DVDs? Are you going to set out a flyer? Are you going to do some highway blogging? Are you going to do more than just wave a flag, have a barbecue, and act like everything's all right? Because everything ain't all right. Are you going to hand out the Obama deception? I mean, what? You can do a lot. Go ahead.
All right, sorry about that. And in the end of all this, I think in the end, when the 9/11 truth finally comes out, if there's a chance the Fed ever gets audited, and I think Americans will be demonized because they're too ignorant to see all this going on.
Well, we could be demonized in the bigger equation to bring in world government, my friend. I mean, at some point, if they were to have these trials, they would demonize us much like Nazi Germany, only it's not like Nazi Germany because there's such a technocracy, and they'd probably take away our military or, you know, amalgamate the military into NATO law and say, look, this nation just had too much power and look what happened. When you have nations with this much power, they carry out things like 9/11 and global dominance. Like, we need a world government to save us. That may be part of the plan. Let's hope not. Let's hope that's not where it goes to bring the truth out. That would be very unfortunate. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Greg in Arkansas. Greg, you're online.
Hey, this is Greg.
How you doing, man?
I'm fine. I just had a question on the. I've seen your YouTube clip on the right to remain silent. I wondered why they would take our right to remain silent away from us.
So that they can charge you. All right. First of all, it's already happened many, many times that police are corrupt. They lie to their prisoner. They say their lawyer's on the way. They hold them for the mandatory amount. They say they did this. They say they confessed. They say that they waived their right to a lawyer. But now, in retrospect, that can all happen. It can be proven that it happened, and they'll just say, oh, we're throwing it out. We're not throwing it out because they no longer have the right to invoke an attorney. And if you read that article, and that article, let me see if I have it right in front of me. I know it's close enough where I can grab it, and, you know, we can read it right here. It's very Orwellian. I mean, at one point, they're telling you, you have no Miranda rights. You have no you have no right to an attorney. You have no right to your personal property. But then it says, oh, it's only in certain circumstances. And in most circumstances, everything is going to be okay. And did you notice that the media barely covered it? I didn't see it on any news programs. I read it off a writer's newswire. And we're literally now, tomorrow will be its 1 week anniversary since its inception. It's probably the last article I have down here. Where is it? I don't even know where it is. I must have dropped it, man. I had it somewhere in here. Oh, here it is right here. Supreme Court rules police can initiate suspects questioning. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled on Tuesday that police, under certain circumstances, can initiate an interrogation of a suspect without the defendant's lawyer being present. By a 5-4 vote, the conservative majority overruled a 23-year-old Supreme Court decision that barred the police from initiating questioning after a defendant asserted the right to an attorney, an arraignment, or similar proceedings. So right there, you say, I want a lawyer, I'm shutting up. They had to stop, or they were supposed to stop. Otherwise, you know, there could be, the trial could be thrown out. Could have been a miscarriage of justice, blah, blah, blah. Could have got off at a technicality. Now that's no longer the case. The 1986 decision held that once a defendant invoked the right to counsel, only the suspect and not the police can initiate the contact. The ruling was the latest in a recent string by conservative justices expanding the power of police to question suspects because they want to expand the power of police. They want the police state to grow and grow and grow. The real question you should be asking yourself is how could this pass, number one, and why isn't the media in an uproar over it? Why isn't this one of the biggest stories out there? Why isn't 9 out of 10 people that you stop on the street and ask about this have no idea, Greg?
Yeah. I know what you mean, man, because I've been trying to tell people how stuff's going on, and they don't want to listen to nothing about it.
I mean, this is a mainline article. This is out of Reuters. This is right in the headline, Supreme Court rules police can initiate suspects questioning. Miranda rights are dying. I mean, they're dead in this article, but they say they're not dead. They're dead, but they're not dead. Everything's okay. So, you know, show people the article and let them think for themselves, but most lemmings will just be like, you know what, man, there's a NASCAR race on. I ain't interested. I thank you for the call, Greg. We're going to jump to Chris in Indiana. Chris, you're online. Yes, Chris. Or it's Iowa, maybe.
Jason.
Hey, how you doing?
It's Iowa.
Yeah.
I was wondering, what do you think the effect on everybody having to put up with this constant absurdity being thrown around? Like, you know, like the article you were just reading, you know, we're taking everything, but it's going to be all right.
Mm-hmm. It's a numbing effect. It makes me numb. Like, that's it. I mean, we just start accepting things. Oh, you know, a police officer choked an EMT. It's not a big deal. Oh, a woman had to die because the cop pulled him over and he didn't have his tags. And sure, you know, the ambulance or the car was only a mile or so away from the hospital. But that woman just had to die because our Lord's, you know, they said that he was in trouble. So it's to acclimate us to this police state. It's to acclimate us to the outrageousness of authority, man.
I think everybody who is in the truth movement, whether they're truthers or what, you know, whatever they're trying to do, they need to get their hands on a copy of Propaganda by Ed Bernays.
Yes.
And read the whole thing like two times, because after I read it halfway through it, I started realizing the whole book is written in the form in which it's trying to teach you it.
Yeah, it's teaching, while, he's bragging about it. It literally brags about how people need to understand that you are susceptible to mind control. I hate to tell you, you're not a strong-willed person. Yeah. Everybody falls for it. I fall for it too. I fall for advertising. I fall for, you know, every trick that Bernays puts out, but you have to be aware of it. You have to try to disseminate it. You have to at least know when they're telling you that the high fructose corn syrup is good for you, that it's not good for you and it's cut with mercury.
Yeah, that you're sitting there watching two women have a small conversation, and one of them is using what they heard on television to actually manipulate the other person into becoming submissive through the idea that they're no longer part of the group.
That's right. They'll ostracize them from society. It's the fear of no longer being accepted that people go along. Oh, I won't be accepted if I talk about this.
Yeah, you see it 6 to 7 times, and pretty soon, you know, how many times I found myself actually talking about something I saw on television.
As if you knew it were to be true.
You're just taught to act like this.
You know, Karl Rove was not that far off, my friend, when he said we create reality. We create perception. And unfortunately, that is the case. Final segment coming up. It's the Info Warrior, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
I'm a one-man revolution. Time is nigh, the day is dark, there's only one solution. Cause I'm a one man, I'm a one man revolution.
love that Tom Morello, my friends. It's the final segment of the InfoWar. If you missed any of the program, podcast over on the left-hand side of the InfoWarrior.com. Remember, we run the on-demand so that if you just can't wait for the podcast, you missed some of the show, you want to hear it again, you just hit the on-demand playlist over at GCNLive.com. All right, let's take a couple more calls. Kale in California, you're on the air, sir.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
So two quick things. I was just thinking that this seems like kind of a prolonged problem we have here with this new world order, and it doesn't seem like we're going to have a quick solution to it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm a student right now, and I was just thinking, you know, you really need to let people who are kind of like high school through grad school know what's going on, because it's not really the middle-aged people who are, you know, open to this new the idea that they've been lied to. And that things aren't as they seem. So if you let the youth know, like Obama wants to do, and counter brainwash people for the truth, or kind of just,
well, you know, we're not trying to brainwash people, but yes, we do need a counterculture to go after, you know, the youth, especially. Listen, that's why we're trying to do an InfoWarrior Independence Day. That's why, you know, I'm going to be out on 9/11, you know, handing out Loose Change and other 9/11 truth movies, because City Year is going to be out full force in their first national holiday. It's a national holiday for civil service. It was in the Give Act, and they're going to be going door to door asking people to pledge a year to AmeriCorps or City Year, or, you know, perhaps do a full-time job or a part-time job, because they're going to start hiring people as well. So I agree, we do have to go after the youth. We know Loose Change, last week we had somebody on whose high school banned Loose Change, you know. I mean, we need to fight this info war at every level, and the youth are the key in my eyes, and that's why I love WeAreChange.org. I love Youth for 9/11 Truth. I used to love Student Scholars for 9/11 Truth when they were around, because the youth are the ones that can make a difference. They're the ones that come out in masses. They're the ones that are tech savvy and really get why the Cyberbullying Act is bad, and, you know, get why Cybersecurity Act is bad, and get why a cybersecurity office is bad news, Brown. They know about Internet too. They understand the infrastructure. So yeah, we have to keep on keeping on, Kale.
Yeah, you should definitely have maybe some speaking engagements too. But a second thing, I was listening. I just got home from work, and I sat down and I caught a quick part about you saying about the aliens and shit. So just write this down real quick. It's a website. It's called ProjectCamelot.org.
I've been to ProjectCamelot.org. Man, you got to be, yeah. Listen, of course I've been to listen, I thank you for the call, my friend. The bottom line is, and I hope people start watching the language on here. I know it's late and it's kind of barnyard radio, but it's not. I've been to these websites. You don't think I've checked out the most outrageous of claims, or what people would call the most outrageous of claims? You know, if it's out there, it's probably been in here for a little while. I've seen a lot of this stuff. I've been to Project Camelot. You know, I've seen some of the things on mind control that I can't verify. You know, I've seen the Phil Schneider lectures that people keep calling in about. You know, I'm well aware of David Icke's work. I could go on. You know, I've seen just about every, you know, outlandish theory out there. And some of them have a little more credibility than others. Some of them are surprisingly credible. Some of them really do take you back and you go, whoa. But when you really start getting to the nitty gritty of this stuff, it's almost baseless. I mean, it's not even based on any kind of mainstream article. It's always based on one or two people's personal accounts that are almost impossible to verify. I'm not bashing the people over there. You know, I'm glad there are sites like that, and sites that are even more extreme. That we have freedom of speech in this country. You know, we should be able to put out all ideas. But just because all ideas are put out there doesn't mean all of them are true. Not all conspiracies pan out, guys. So do your own research. And remember, anything is possible, but what's really probable out there? It's the Info Warrior, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you all.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system.
a truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on InfoWars.com for special pricing.